Blog Talk Radio.
P-O-L.
Back, 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 back
a place in 6 or 9. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round. So,
Doctor. it all out. Let 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 it all out.
Julius Discotta presents Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250. Open to all new school legendary realness for $250. Female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Femme Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American runway for $250. Butch Queen sex siren for $250. And Butch Queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Things, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments and your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus, or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Things.
These are a few of my favorite things.
There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Mini grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball, presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthpride.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Subs versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the whip can't take me, I'm a bashy girl. Trey wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bashy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. You wanna be just like me, like me. Cut to the quick, can't take me. The tree you wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and queens. Welcome to another installment of Tea Party Tuesday. Hate me or love me, it matters not. I am the overall prince of the House of Bridge, and my name is Jason. Without further ado, where is the crew?
This Kiki is mine.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
Say it comes from
people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
It's an addiction high, like all highs,
is the real art form of insult.
You absorb it, you
laugh,
take it, and you like
and
it. You absorb
laugh,
it, you take it,
and
you like
keys,
it.
Laugh and kikis. The shade is, I don't tell you, but I don't have to tell you because you know.
I don't know who's here, so who's with me? Is that Mark?
Yeah, it's me.
J-Rock. Not a lot, brother. Not a lot.
Yeah, I think the trade might get beat up in the start.
Okay, Mark is on the bus and route home. So we're going to put him on mute. Mark, if you have something to say, hit me in the inbox so that I can take you off mute because we don't need to hear the people on the bus. So how is everyone? Happy Tuesday. Happy belated Mother's Day to you all. Hey, Pepsi, happy Mother's Day. How you doing with Snapper, Kiana? If you're listening, you know I love you. Happy Mother's Day, belated Mother's Day. There is a lot to discuss tonight, a hell of a lot to discuss tonight. And we're just going to get into it. I will be making a special announcement at some point in time tonight. So be prepared for that as well. I believe Kelly and Rodney may be sitting in with us for a while to discuss what they didn't get to discuss last night, because last night got, what's the word I'm looking for? Heated. So you want to say press one if you're on the lines, press one. Let me give you a little rundown of what the show is about. If you have any, you don't have anything to say and you press one by mistake, please press one at this time and take your hand down. But if you do have something that you want to say, or it's just something you need to get off your chest, press one and feel free to speak your mind. Okay. Don't know where everyone is. Kind of feel like Kelly did when she started the show yesterday.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Who is this?
This is Mother Chatline. What's up?
How are you, Miss Chatline?
How are you doing? Where's Kelly? And where's the rest of the girls?
I don't know. I think they left me, but I think it's all by myself Tuesday. Kelly is supposed to be here. I'm waiting for her to drop on by. I'm waiting for Rodney to stop by.
I know.
Kelly. Kelly.
I'm sorry. I was over here. I was over here making a picture collage. Hey.
Hey, boo boo. What's up? This is the chat line.
What's to eat, honey? What's going on with all the girls on the phone lines? Where's the girls at?
I think they're doing to me what they did to you last night.
Okay, I got a question. Where's London?
I'm sorry that I have to announce this. London was incarcerated about 3 weeks ago. She got 2 months, and she'll be out real soon.
Well, who is London? I want to know. Spill the tea, Kelly. Who is she? Who is London?
I can't tell you who my sister is, Miss Thing. Girl, you trying to get me to stick a dagger in her back?
So wait a minute, Kelly. What happened with that boy the other night? What happened? Did you let him in?
No, I ain't let him the fuck in, baby. That motherfucker stood outside until 3:30 in the morning, honey. And then he hit me up the next day on tag, honey. And I blocked him and said, after he sent me 50 messages. And then he found my fan page on Facebook.
Okay, wait a minute. I got one more question. Okay, what's his name? J-Rock. Did J-Rock at Balls, does he get on the microphone and, like, chant?
Yes.
Was that him chanting in Texas that time he had a bald head?
Yes.
Oh, God, that was a fool. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God, honey.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
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 Where's all the girls at, honey? All the girls
at Mark is on the bus, but you don't, that background was a mess.
Who on the bus?
I think Mark is on the bus.
Oh, Mark is always on the bus around this time. Honey. I gotta,
So, Kelly, where's Rodney?
Rodney's at work, so when Rodney gets a chance to call in, Rodney's off on Sundays and Mondays. So, Rodney, when he gets a chance to call in, he'll call in. But if anybody's out there and y'all want to talk about Erica's boy, because we didn't get a chance to talk about it, honey. Because, you know, the Allures came and stormed the floor, honey, baby. They brought motherfucking Couture Avant-Garde labels to the floor last night, honey. I know that's right, honey. It was a big tea, honey. Baby,
I heard.
Baby, you ain't listened to that last night, Jason?
Oh, I heard it. I pressed one by mistake, and I'm holding my peace till later. But I heard it.
Baby, I was gagging, honey. Mm. I was gagging, honey, that it was so much tea and shade and stuff going on like that, honey. But I got my L's though, honey.
Yes.
Yes.
You found out about a house.
Baby, you find out, honey, baby, when it comes out. That's why I was telling all the girls last night, baby. Honey, don't think that, you know, that house is better than the next, baby, because, baby, when it comes to the light, baby, it comes to the light, baby. Trust and believe. Every house has their skeletons and definitely has their demons, baby. Hold on.
And apparently that one has quite a few.
Yes. Hold on, who is this? I think that was Mark. He was on the bus, honey. Where's Miss Erica at, honey? Well, I want the girls want to talk to Erica about her ball. Honey, is she going to come on and talk about the ball, or anybody going to come on and talk about the ball?
Well, I mean, she did make a post, and she did congratulate that she said she gave out all her money, so...
Hello, Erica. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello.
What's going on? Erica?
Hello.
Jason, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I hear her saying hello. Hey, Erica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jason? How are you, Kelly?
I'm fine, honey.
I'm well. I want to wish you, congratulations on a successful ball, first of all.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No. Oh, shit, I did the wrong thing. Oh, sorry, girl. Sorry, y'all. I'm over here doing something else. Yes, I would definitely congratulate you on a successful role, but a lot of the girls is very mad at you, Erica. What did you do this weekend?
I have no idea. I mean, I know I spoke to a couple of the cons. I know why they're mad. And I handled their situation. As far as Amaya, I don't know why she's mad, but they're the only person that's mad. Everybody else had a wonderful time. My table was fully stocked, as I promised. The ball went on from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., as promised. All 2,200 was given out, as promised. So, I mean, it's not my fault if some of the girls didn't bring the categories correct and they were chopped. That's not my fault. All I could do is wish them the best next time. I will continue to support their houses. I hope they support me next time as well.
Oh.
But I do want to thank everybody for coming out. I definitely want to wish everybody, congratulate everybody who won the coin. Angel Ebony, she's from Cleveland, Ohio. She took home the $1,200 for female figure performance. I definitely want to give a big shout-out to my sister, Kitty. She helped me a whole lot. My mother, Nevaeh, you know, she got my lip together for me. We just had a wonderful time, and for those who missed it, you missed it. I hope you come out next time.
So did you and Amaya rectify the problem that y'all had? Because she is highly upset.
Well, I don't know why homie's upset. I spoke to her earlier, but, I mean, it's no big deal to me. She can be upset all she wants to. I'm still going to support the Revlons, and I still hope they support me. I spoke to the father of the Revlon of House of Okotoki in the area, which is black, and he has no issue. So I don't know what homie's issue is. You know, it's not my concern. I don't even know homie's for her to have an issue with me, so it's not my concern.
Lord, honey. This show is definitely getting off to a good start here, honey. I definitely see. Honey.
Because some of the stuff that I was getting told was that you didn't have representation of certain houses at your ball.
Well, I mean, you know how every ball goes. You can only put, you know, so many judges on a panel, so you can't have every house on a panel at all at once. But the house is, well, first of all, for the first half, I was looking for an all-legendary icon panel with the exception of maybe one person or two, to the point where, therefore, if your house didn't have a legendary or icon person there, maybe you was not represented on the first half. But I definitely squeezed everybody on there that I could for the second half. It's not my, I mean, it's not the intentions, like my intentions was not to overlook anybody on purpose or not purposely put them on the panel. But, I mean, you know how it goes when you're running the ball. Everything's going 50 minutes. You know, 50 miles a minute, you know, and I did the best I could. I mean, like I said, to the cons, I reached out to the cons and I asked one of their persons to, you know, come and judge my function. That person didn't show up. Out of the people that was there, I didn't see anybody qualified to sit on the panel for the first half for the $1,200, and then the second half just literally got away from me. Like, I had ample amount of judges, and I just wanted to give out the rest of the coin and get the night over with. So it was not no intentional shade to anybody for not putting them on the panel.
Okay.
Baby. Sorry. I'm over here doing a collage, honey. Baby. That's why I didn't call in, honey. But baby, you know Amaya be pressing, you know, she'll be pressing one real soon, honey. You know. It only takes her matter. You know, she only takes her matter a minute, honey. Hold on, we got a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. What's the kiki, private caller?
Is this the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Oh, thank you,
somebody
Pillsbury Doughboy, honey. Thank you. Hold on. Mother Revlon is live on the air.
Hi, what's going on?
Hey, Vonna, how are you?
Good, how are you? I heard some guy was over here talking about me. What's going on?
Well.
Erica?
Oh, she asked for a guy. I'm sorry. Was you talking? I didn't know who she was talking to.
Because I was being called homies and sirs and stuff on a radio show. The first call, I'm not.
I never called you sir, sweetheart. I'm not disrespectful like that.
My homie.
I'm not disrespecting anyone. I don't know why I'm being even discussed on a show where I'm not even here. My phone is being called by your house member saying that I'm being called sirs and guys and homies on the show.
So, Amaya.
I never called you a guy or a sir, sweetheart. Listen to the archives.
Amaya, so what's the tea that you got from your kids that happened at the ball?
There was a lot of shade towards the house. I spoke to Washi. And when I spoke to Waki, then I left it alone even further after that. Erica, I guess, had contacted him and told him that I guess I was beating him or that I was downgrading him. And all of this extra stuff that, like I told her, I don't have time for. Just so to save the drama and the mess between me or her or the two houses, then I'll just keep my house away from functions that she's having so that way my kids won't have a problem with the things that they say that she's doing or things that she says that he's saying. That's not a big issue. That's an adult way to handle things. My kids said that Erica has a problem with them. This is not the first time me and Erica has had this conversation. And if this, like, if this continuously happening, I'll take my kids out of the situation.
So, Erica, why do the kids think that it was shade from you towards them?
I have no idea. Like I told Amaya when we had this issue months ago, I don't know why these kids think it's shade to me. When I wake up in the morning and when I go to bed, I don't even think about her kids for me to throw shade to them. No shade. So I don't know why they feel like it's shade to me. I had a representation from their house on the panel. It's not my fault one of her members got chopped because she didn't bring it correctly. It's not my fault that the girls didn't win their category. I don't know why they think it's shade to me. Mind you, I'm running a ball. If I have a million things to do, not think about shading the Revlon. Are you serious?
Like I said, it was brought to my attention. I brought it up. And after that, I said, I'm not going to go back and forth and argue and all of this. And then again, one of your house members, not my own, because my house members are not here, are calling me again tonight, because I wasn't on the show, saying I'm being disrespected on the show. Well, your house members, not mine.
Well, okay. Well, let's just ask Kelly Jackson. Did I disrespect her? Did I call her a sir or a guy? Did I say that at all?
You said what did you say? What was it that you said? What you said was it was something to the simple fact that, but that's something that you called my homie, my nigga. You know, that's what the trade calls they boys.
My homie, what's the issue? I said homie has an issue. I don't see an issue with homie. I didn't say guy. I didn't say sir.
That's what the trade call each other. Girls don't call each other that. That was shady.
I'm sorry, I didn't take it as shade.
No.
But again, like I see it, it's no issue. It's not none of that. Like I told her, and I made it very evidently clear. It could keep the shade down and it keeps the tension down. My kids just want to attend functions that way. That's fine, because that way I don't have to hear the extra bullshit. I wasn't at the function because I was moving. And so then for the lies to say that my house was not coming to the ball, utterly bullshit. But again, I kept the drama down by telling my kids that they can't go to any more of the functions there, and that's fine. There's no more argument. I'm not going back and forth, nor am I losing any sleep about a faggot function.
Also, basically, you're saying that they can't go to any more of Larry's and Erica's function because they're the only ones really have functions in Kentucky.
That's what I told them.
Oh, okay.
Because if they have a problem and they can't seem to fix it, then why would you go pay somebody your money that you feel like is shading you?
So, Erica, how do you feel that the Revlon is not going to your functions anymore?
I totally agree, and I still wish them the best as well. I will continue to support every Revlon function. I will be at Father Black's function.
Okay. Well, we have some more
it's
callers,
no
honey. If anybody's on the phone line,
if you're going to be there or not going to be there, my coin is still going to be given out. I'm still going to throw a fabulous function like I did. So it's no tea to me if you're going to be there or not. I'm still going to support the rapper. I still love Tony. I still love Black, and I will be at all of their functions. It's no tea to me. Like I told her on Facebook, do what you have to do, homie. It's no tea.
That homie is just eating me up.
That homie it comes from a childish place, but I'm too old for that.
Okay. Oh, well, if anybody else is out there and y'all want to talk about the ball or how y'all feel about the ball, feel free to definitely press 1 since we had a fashion show last night. It was a fashion show, honey. It was, honey. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, you're gone. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Miss A,
Miss Pillberry, go. Miss A, Billy, get up, Miss A.
Erica, this question is from you. It's from the chat room. Somebody wants, they want to know, how did you feel about being read by Naomi?
No, Naomi wasn't reading me. She was reading the other Erica.
Yeah, that was Erica Kane Lavin that Naomi was talking about.
Okay. Well, chat room, you got your answer.
Okay, 201-360, you're live on the air.
It's me. I'm here.
Hey, Ma.
Hi, Kelly. Hey, Vonna. Hey, Jason. Hi, Erica. Congratulations
hey.
On your function, hon.
Thank you, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Just getting in from work. I thought I was going to have to beat the trade on the bus or get beat by the trade, but it's okay. I'm home now.
I know that's real.
Oh, my God. The bus in Jersey get crumped like that?
Oh, baby, I don't play no games. I'd rather fight the trade than the queen.
Oh.
No trade.
I need to come ride the bus in Jersey then.
Yes, you do, boo.
Honey, man, because that's where it seems like it's at. It
gets buck after hours.
Yeah. Yeah, honey. Where's Tiffany? Where's J-Rock? Where's Michi?
Tiffany said she was going to be running late. I saw that message. I don't know where J-Rock is.
Honey, is J-Rock down there playing with some tranny?
Ugh.
Honey, I think that's what J Rock is doing, honey. J Rock's down there playing with the tranny, honey. Oh, and to all the girls, honey, I am back up and running, honey, and I will definitely be on PlayStation tonight. So if anybody want to get their ass whooped, honey, you know, Jason.
We can get it going. Well, my PlayStation is updating right now, but we can definitely play. The girls constantly talk about they want to play, but then when I'm online, I don't ever see any of the girls.
Well, I was having problems with my connection, but my connection is up and running. My files is up and running, so you know, I'm ready.
Okay.
So, honey. Yes, I don't know, honey. So, what do y'all want to talk about? I'm here with y'all, honey. It seems like nobody don't want to talk about the ball, Miss Say. You know what kills me? What everybody been saying. When the ball is over, you get so many inboxes and everything about people reading and coming to say this. But then when it comes to the show, nobody comes to say nothing.
Well, Kelly, what was they saying? Because literally it was nothing that could say. The ball was fucking fab. The decorations was over. The tables was over. The ball went through where it was only one argument. A couple of girls got chopped. Sure, them girls are going to be upset and bitter. But what could anybody say? Literally.
They said it was an Ebony and Mizza setup all night long. That's what
then
they was giving.
Then it's rather Mizza wins. So how is it a Mizza setup?
Well, I don't know, honey. I'm only going by what that was coming across my inbox, honey.
And is it my fault that the Ebony's was the deepest house there? So how is it a setup? Like, I just don't understand. Mind you, two of my judges, one of the judges, Legendary John, the 007, Legendary Jahara Aga, only had three members there, so she was on neutral ground.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing they said. As you talking, I can remember the things as you talking. They wanted to know why was it a Balenciaga representative. They only had three people walking. Why didn't the Cons have a representative? They had a majority of the people walking along with the Revlon. Didn't have a representative on the panel, and they had majority of the people that was walking.
What? The Cons only had seven people there. No shade to the Cons. It was only 7 to 8 people there, and none of them was Legend. Jahara's Legend. I wanted an all-Legend icon panel to give out my $1,200. No shade at all to anybody. Now, think about it, Kelly. You know this as a barmaid. If y'all was to put somebody late on that panel, it's going to go from there. Oh, the panel was late. Oh, the city was late. Oh, the ball was late. All these knocks on the panel. Who is this person to be on the panel? So no shade to anybody. I wanted an all-Legend and icon panel to give out the $1,200. Doesn't that make sense?
And they also said, because you know I have to go back through my inboxes. They also said it was two Mrs. on the panel, Larry and Andre.
That was two different halves. Larry just first half, Andre just second half.
Oh, okay. I'm just going by the message. I'm going through my messages in my inbox, honey. So I'm going by my messages, honey. Hold on, we got another caller.
I would like to thank all my judges that came out. Tamara came from Atlanta. Goddess came. Get Goddess on the line. Goddess could tell you. Goddess was there from Detroit. Jahara was there. Banks was there from Chicago. Alyssa was there from Chicago. And like it was a majority all Legend. I commanded with the exception of maybe one.
I'm a woman.
You said what?
646-789. You're live on the air.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
I'm a woman.
I'm through, woman.
Yes, bitch.
Okay.
I know that's right. You're definitely a woman, honey.
Okay, this just came in from Goddess's son. I came from Vengeance. The ball was nice, but they did stunts and shows. No shade, grand prize was a whole fool. How the fuck you let Angel Ebony win with that slow-ass vogue, no shade? And then the biggest knot on the panel was John, whoever he is, had the nerve to chop the kids like, who the fuck are you? It was a girlfriend's panel in a setup.
Vengeance, bite your tongue, baby. That's my brother, and he's definitely an old way motherfucking sinister. So he's definitely.
And
there's
no shade. It's no shade at all. So, however the case, I did my job. If they feel still Angel's vote was late. The judges felt like it was tips worthy. I gave my coin according to who the judges felt favors worthy for. However, Angel, I gave Angel $40 in this pot money, and I gave Angel four envelopes with $300 apiece. And Angel received her $1,200, and she was a happy camper for the rest of the night. I did my job. What more can you ask for?
Can I ask a question?
Where's Vinge? Is Vinge calling here, honey?
Erica, can I ask you a question? Who walked for the $1,200 besides Angel?
It was Angel Ebony. It was Tika Bell Mizrahi. It was Maya Valenciaga. It was Honey Rodeo. And I think it was like one more other person. I think it was either those four or maybe one more other person. I think it was like a Revlon girl. And all of the people got shot but Angel.
And they were all shot by the same person or four different
people?
No.
They was all shot by different people.
Girls, you're having a style. Y'all get a child.
You could say her Vogue was slow, but she picked up that money real fast, I bet, bitch. Work, sis.
Now, I do admit it was a bit of confusion with the category. And you know how you throw up on, you look back and you say things could have been done a little different. I do admit that maybe the girl should have been judged on their effects first before they were allowed to Vogue. And then, you know, maybe that would have cleared up a few things. But, you know. We didn't do it like that. Jack was on the microphone. Kevin was on the microphone. You know, we didn't do it like that. And Angel ended up getting her 10. She was the only one who got 10. So I gave her the coins. I mean, what else was I supposed to do? If I had to open it up and Angel would have, you know, Angel was the only one who got 10 and I would have opened it up and I would have gave out, you know, less money, the girls would have said, oh, she ain't got the money. You know, if I wouldn't have given out the money at all, the girls would say, oh, she didn't have the money. So I had no choice but to give out the coin. She was the only one who got 10.
Okay, he's saying no shade. She's right. He did have fun at the ball. He's just playing around. Isabel was a hoot, just being honest. I'm not sure. He wasn't trying to read. There you have it.
And I definitely appreciate him coming out. He looked very nice at the ball. His house was very nice. I hope they enjoyed their table. I hope everybody enjoyed their table. I really worked very hard. You know, my tongue got me in a bit of a trouble last month, so I worked very hard on my tables. I hope everybody enjoyed it and have a very nice time. From the reviews I've gotten, you know, the good always outweighs the bad. You know, not everybody can be happy, you know, but definitely, out of the two people that I've heard complaints from, I've heard 50 great things, you know. So I'm a happy camper. Everybody else is a happy camper. I look forward to doing another event in 2015.
Well, I know that's right, honey. Guess ain't nobody calling in, honey. I'm just...
Congratulations to Berlin. She won legendary performance the next night at the Aftermath.
Hold on. Private caller, you live on the air.
She's killing me with that laugh.
Was you Kiki? Was you laughing because Berlin won legendary performance the next night? Oh, shit.
That bitch is faster than Ashley Boo.
Bitch, thank you, Pillsbury. Bitch, that is a key mistake, honey.
Yes, it is.
See, that's how y'all got to do it. When she call her, y'all got to ask her questions, mistake, and let her key mistake, or the question. Baby, because then y'all get the answer, honey, that y'all want, honey. Bitch, hold on. We have another caller. 312-715, you're live on the air.
That Pillsbury is a king, honey. I'm a woman.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm a woman.
Sure is.
Honey, baby,
sure
yes,
is.
Honey. Baby, the girls are keying tonight, honey. I just don't know. Thank you, I'm a woman. Honey, I'm just sitting here in the house, honey, you know.
Well, I guess I can make my announcement now.
Go ahead.
I was trying to wait till J-Rock got here so that we can make this announcement together, but I guess I just have to do it now. As you all know, for the past couple of months, the House of Bridge has been missing our overall mother, or the founder of the House of Bridge. So at this time, we have decided that we are now taking over the House of Bridge. I am now the overall mother of the House of Bridge, and J-Rock is now the overall father of the House of Bridge. And London is no longer a part of the house because we kicked her out of her own house and took the name.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
You can't just kick London out, bitch. That's her house. That's tired.
Miss A, I think Miss London got a phone. I think she got a phone in the feds, Miss A. She might make an appearance.
Well, it's like a business. It's a corporation. And we're paying our dues, and we're doing the things that we're supposed to do, and she's not there, so we're taking over the house.
Oh, hold on, honey, because you just lit the lines up. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh,
tell that bitch that keep calling to my she a woman. She ain't no woman until she get a pussy like mine.
Oh, well, hold on. Hold on. You can tell her yourself. I'm a woman. You're live back on the air.
Bitch, you ain't got no
money. You ain't no woman, bitch. You a big...
Bitch, I am a woman.
You a big old fat-faced punk.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, I'm shaking my titties like Sanaya.
I'm a woman.
I'm dilating my sex change. Thank you, girls.
Honey, thank you. Okay, hold on. We got another private caller. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Both of them need to get some biscuits.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Bitch, y'all girls are key, honey.
I'm sorry, and the person in my inbox, the House of Bridge is a private set. We don't just let anybody into that house. I'm sorry, when we have an open house, I'll let you know.
Bitch, it can't be a private set if
so
y'all have
Jason, now that y'all dethroning London and y'all taking over her company, honey, how is this going to work when she wants to come back?
Well, when she wants to come back, she's going to always be mother. So just like there's a grandmother and a grandfather, they just sit back and you just take care of them. So we'll feel, since you left the tea out that she's incarcerated, we will continue to keep our commissary filled. We'll continue to write her and make sure that she has plenty of the things that she needs. But when she comes home, I mean, what has she done in the last 6 months? I mean, where has she been to be a mother to us? She hasn't been a mother to us in a long time.
But I'm saying, why y'all just can't leave Bridge and start your own?
Because we want that name. We like the House of Bridge. I've been a Bridge since I started, and that's all I'm going to ever be, is a Bridge. And if anybody doesn't like the fact that I'm a Bridge, oh, well, we're Bridges.
And so I just got a message on Facebook from Maya Angelou. So they put in Mother, they put in a law stunt on Mother Bridge.
Well, I mean, it's not my fault that this just had to happen at the same time, but I guess you can say that.
I told you, y'all might gag Miss Thing, Miss A, you know, my girlfriend definitely does, you know, she called me the other night, Miss Thing, honey, around this time, Miss Thing, and I was gagging Miss Thing. She got people over there in the feds, Miss Thing, honey. You know, she having one of those COs over there, Miss Thing. So she might be get appearance on your ass mistake, honey, and let her y'all have it, bitch. She having that CO. She told me she having the CO. Okay? So.
Clock the hair. Clock the mug. Clock the nails. Clock my skirt.
You better get into it.
Clock the bag. Clock the shoe. Now punch the clock. It's time to work. Move over, amateurs. Taking mine, taking yours.
Somebody better hold my purse.
Figure it out like Nancy Drew. Catch on quick like Harley Lou. Ooh, well, check me, boo. Not you.
I told y'all my girlfriend was having the CO, honey.
Wait, if I take a break for a day or two, because the house would not close until I said the house was closed, and I would not back down until I found But the tea just is not, you know, juicy enough. But tonight, the tea is really juicy. You would not gangbang me like they gangbanged Al last night. But hello, my loves. Happy Mother's Day to all the manly mothers out there.
Hey, Martin.
Hello, Mr. Guy. And Kelly, like, Kelly, Speedy.
Yes.
It's a difference. It's a difference between being incarcerated and being held for questioning. Okay.
Oh, you was held for questioning. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you I thought you was incarcerated, love. I didn't know they just held you over for questioning.
Thank you for covering my
back.
Funny. London, I tried to tell them to leave and start their own, but they is just determined to take over the House of Bridge, honey.
Mark, is that why you in my inbox saying that you want to be the overall father for the New York and New Jersey area?
Oh my God, you just can't do stuff like that.
You know, see, it's the children in the house. You can start something in 1 to 3 8 months because you just can't control them anymore.
Oh my God.
So, Al, I think everyone, you just told me we have to have a conference with each other. We have something in common now.
Where have you been, Mother? We've been calling you. We've been looking for you. These kids are running rampant, running. They're just running all over us, and we need you, and you're not there. So we had to do what we had to do.
You know, I'm on a different time. I'm on a different time. So when I look at the clock, I'm just like, oh.
London, I need to ask you a personal question right now so we could clear the air. Is Chris in your house?
No, Chris is not in the House of Bridge.
Chris who? Tito?
Yes. Yes.
You was the same people you was
with. No, she's in the imaginary House of Bridge. Oh, she's there.
I thought she had her own house. I thought she was Mother Oxygen.
No, she's not Mother Oxygen. She's Mother O2.
Hold on, y'all. Y'all got a couple of callers. 803-220, you're live on the air. 803-220, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Jason.
Yes.
Say area.
Say what?
Area.
What is that?
Area, like you live in an area code. Say area code.
Area code.
Say Tyler Perry.
You're Mary.
Huh?
What do you want me to say now?
Tyler Perry.
You are scary.
Are you trying it?
No, wait.
What is
because I can clearly put you together.
Oof.
You can put what together?
That lazy tongue you got.
No, it's nothing lazy.
And the way you say area,
all.
What is an area?
Whatever I felt like saying on my mouth at that time.
And what is, who is Tyler Perry?
Your friend.
Why do you put that grandmother twang on the R's in your words, honey?
Because I feel like it, hunty. Thanks.
Girl.
And bitch, who are you? Is that a stone?
All right, and why are you calling in here sounding like you got a clothespin on your nose? Hang up.
Hold on, bitch. Don't have me call immigration, bitch.
Okay.
You're not even legal, okay? Bitch, you can't even vote. So, bitch, you put that way back there. And you, Miss Thing, that's riding on public transportation. Now, what was that you said?
Bitch, let me tell you something about riding on public transportation.
Girl, you just sit in that seat
ball,
doesn't make sure you
don't
get whipped by Trey.
Okay,
honey,
I still make more than
you just
your
make sure you don't get knocked by the boys
so
on the bus.
I would suggest you go
honey.
And wake up your mother from out of that
that's
grave and find out
that's
how much
what you worry
make.
About, bitch. I live in a Villa Villa Coup alone.
You
darling.
Don't live in nothing, girl. You're calling from a payphone.
Don't try me.
Bitch, you already tried. Hang on.
Don't try me, bitch. You just keep that bus pass hanging on your neck so you won't lose it. Good day, queen.
Don't worry about my bus pass, darling. You just worry about the passing of your mother. Now, hang up.
Oh.
And then she left in peace. Did she say your bus pass hanging around your neck?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be one of those kind of Tuesdays, huh?
Oh,
now,
my God, listen, bitch, I haven't
said.
Had a bus pass, bitch, hanging around my neck in years.
All I can say is
OMG, Miss Thing. The girls is not playing tonight. The girls is coming out tonight. Here we go, like hallelujah.
Just the stench of that bitch makes me sneeze.
Oof.
Yeah. Bitch, your bus pass hanging around your neck, brother.
Bitch, you know damn well my bus pass is in my wallet, bitch, with the rest of my coin that I paid for that bus pass. She better go and wake up her dead mother and find out where her bus pass is.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
Lord have mercy. London, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. You know, callers call in. I don't even get a welcome back. I get red.
Yes. So how did the questioning go?
And it went great. They can't break me.
Oh, I know that's right. Baby, I know that's the case. Hold on. You have a bunch more callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
London. Oh, is that Nicola Bella De Uno?
Oh, shit. That's Pillsbury. 214-477, you're live on the air.
What the fuck's going on?
You tell us.
Wait, what?
Are you asleep? I just woke up and realized that I'm late.
Oh,
that's J-Rock.
You just woke up and realized that she was late, honey?
Oh, my God.
I walk right into that, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah. Tiffany, you're on the air.
What's up, y'all? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Did y'all just come in as a tag team?
So what you guys officially having, are you coming out tonight as a couple? You guys got?
Honey, I'm in these streets. I don't know what J-Rock's doing, honey. Y'all hear this in the music in the car? Hey. Where the fake friends, where your real friends at? You feel me? That's what I'm on this year. Where the fake friends, where your real friends at? How y'all feel about
what?
That? They get ya.
So all
the tea parties here, you know, the Bridges. So do you guys really want to take over the house?
No, we just did that to get you to come back. We just wanted you to come back, so I figured that we could put a fire under your ass and that would make you come back.
You know,
I was going to gracefully bow down, and any ball you walked, I would make a bomb threat at the venue.
Oh, so you're pulling the Milan, London?
No, wait, I'm going further than Milan.
Oh, okay.
He's dark, but I'm going darker.
So are you saying that? If, so you're saying that if J-Rock, I, or any of the other bridges walk, you're just going to have the place blown up?
No, I'm going to make a song. I bombed that have the fire marshals banned and so
forth. Okay. Well, J-Rock, we can't take over the house. We can't take over the house just yet because we don't want them out.
London, ask your child how his ball was that he was commentating in Houston.
J-Rock, so how was the ball?
It was fun. We had some haters there, but it was fun.
Well, why would you consider them haters? I mean, why are you talking about...
Why are you so discouraged?
Yes.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bitch that really don't take this shit that seriously. To where I have to get on and be like, oh, this was the fool. Oh, they tried me. Oh, they fucking chopped me. Oh, this. I'm like, bitch, you got chopped or either, okay, you didn't win tonight or you didn't. I don't do that. If I got chopped, I got chopped. Oh, J-Rock, that's why you got chopped. I don't give a fuck. Okay, next ball, next function. It's like a million of them. But you got people that actually be like, why was this person on the panel? Or why did this person do that? Oh, you shouldn't have people that don't walk balls on the panel. I'm like, it's a fucking pride event. How many pride events y'all know that they get, like, celebrities or either just, you know, people that don't walk balls to try, you know, to judge the function? But, hey, I don't know. All I know is I got paid at the end. I did my job. So if they're pressed, then stop walking balls.
So you know what? You know what? Give us a chance.
I can't.
Give a chance.
Well, why you say you can't?
Yes, J-Rock, give us a chance. Everybody keep calling in, and they send messages saying, was that J-Rock chanting, and they talking about your chant. So give us a chance. We haven't heard you chant. So let your family hear you chant. Nobody can judge you better than your family, because we're going to tell you the truth.
You need a beat? What is all of this shit, acapella?
Well, beat
yeah,
on
you
your
could do it a cappella. A commentator could do it a cappella, baby.
Like, you don't have to have a beat because a beat is going to be in your head. But anyway,
maybe we
like
can
I
get
said,
Pillsbury Doughboy to beatbox.
If you want to hear me commentating, just look for some of my clips on YouTube.
Oh, he's gonna be one of those.
You know what's so funny, though, about this, though, y'all? Y'all know that I did not, that is not nothing that I ever did or anything. Then all of a sudden, people are calling me to commentate. I feel like this. I don't care what nobody says about my commentation. As long as promoters is paying me money and keep telling me, can you do it, I'm going to keep on fucking doing it. And I accidentally fell into commentating. But guess what? Hey, I'm getting paid to do it. So fuck it.
Are you doubting your commentation?
Huh?
Are you doubting?
If you ask me, I like it. Because when I commentate, I do something. This is what the vulgars told me. They said I'm the only one that comments. They said I'm like one of the only ones that commentates on how they vogue versus what the fuck I want to do, which makes it fun for them.
Next private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Sorry. Yes, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Doubtfire, okay.
Thank you very much. I want to say, leave Mark alone. Everybody can't ride a car. People have to ride the bus, too. Okay.
I'm fucking dead. Okay, let me let y'all know something, okay? I am one of those people, I do not like driving cars. I am not one of them people that needs a car. I live in the city, you dumb bitches, okay? So there's no need for me to have a car. And I'm not really a friendly, outgoing type of hangout with the people type of people. So I don't even get in people's cars. So you could just come suck my ass on the highway as the bus is riding by. Good night.
Oh, shit. What kind of shit
Damn.
Is that?
Well, I have a bike, so this can't sound like
that. And mind you, y'all calling in here talking about somebody having a car, bitch. Y'all barely got places to lay your head, bitch. Go sit the fuck down.
I'm
telling you, some girls I see sleeping on a dining room set. Nah,
bitch, dumb girls sleep on anything available that they can lay their head on, bitch. Air mattresses is the T for 2013. Good night.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had an air mattress before, so I don't like kids.
Wait, but not a dining room set.
I done had a lot of fun on an air mattress.
I sure did, Jason.
You and J-Rock have air mattresses.
I slept on an
house.
Air mattress for about 3 years, Jason, and I did many things, honey. If the
and
walls
Kelly,
could talk where that air mattress was at.
Kelly, let me ask you a question. Where was that air mattress at? Where was your air mattress in your house?
No, it wasn't in my house. I was in somebody else's house, but I had my own room.
Okay, but see, you got to get into the girls are carrying their air mattresses in their backpacks on the Greyhound, and I think
you're lying. You're lying. Stop. Please stop.
You cannot fit no goddamn air mattress in no book bag.
Bitch, have you seen
yes,
these girls?
You
some of them come in the bag. It's a carry-on.
Yeah, some of the air mattress come in the bag. And especially if you get the king size high rise one, girl, she look like a real bed when you have her set up and have your pillows and everything on her.
I had one from Bed Bath and Beyond years ago. The $3.99 one. You know you get them from Bed Bath and Beyond, but girl, Kelly, you talking about you had one for many years and you did things, girl. I know you had to keep pumping her up,
cause
bitch, girl.
Oh.
No, I pumped her up when she slightly went down, but she didn't go down like that. I pumped her up, Miss Day. But after carrying on her for a while, you know, I had, and over the years, I was living there for about 3 years, and I think in the 3 years I was living there, I had about four or five of them.
So Kelly, did she slightly dent in?
No, I didn't. I never did it. Oh, actually, once I did it, and it's sunken in the middle because it got like that titty in her, honey, and she's sunken in the middle. But she was sad, Miss Thing. Baby, please, honey. I had threesomes and everything. Oh, shit. Yes.
Oh, Kelly.
And see if I ain't as big as you.
Yeah. No more, bitch.
I wasn't this big back then. You know, that's when I first came home, and I was a 10-12 when I first came home.
No.
But I don't know. I never tried nothing as a 26-28 on an air mattress with two of them. I don't think that would have worked out. Honey, hold on. Private caller, your line was the air.
Hello.
Oh. Your girlfriend's bad, Mark.
I love her.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Did a hello ever say her name?
No, she doesn't. She just keeps saying it. Keep saying it again.
Hello.
Hello.
You know something? Oh, I guess she's not going to say something. Okay, so we're going to put her back on hold. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Willie the Knicks ball out in Texas.
The next ball out of Texas will be Juneteenth. You can go to www.juneteenth.com. Juneteenthpride.com. It's a black glam ball in Dallas, Texas.
Okay, thank you, Gwala. Okay. Private caller, you're back on the air.
Yes, it's Mrs. Doubtfire again. I wanted to let Mark know I have another bus pass for him.
Sweetie, that's okay. I pay $100. It's okay. I pay $100 for mine. You can keep yours. You can sell it to the girl that is going to get you that magic to get on that bus next week to go to the ball.
You know, I was going to give it to you for free, Mark, because I'm
You don't have to give it to me for free, sweetie. I don't do freebies.
All right, then. Well, I'll keep it for you for a Christmas gift. Bye-bye.
No, Mrs. Doubtfire, you could give it to your, you could give it to one of your grandchildren.
Bitch, you better take that bus pass and you can sell
bitch,
it.
Bitch, I don't need nobody's bus pass,
pass,
bitch.
Bitch, you can get two lollies for that bus pass, bitch.
Like, bitch, let me tell you something, bitch. I got mollies in my drawer. Don't do me, okay?
June
3rd.
That goddamn demon mom.
Mark, June 3rd, Vogue Night, my birthday, Vogue Night.
June 3rd?
June 3rd.
All right, I'll be putting in my request to take off tomorrow.
Baby, yes, honey, baby, bring those mollies out, honey. Baby, when I tell
it's
y'all, baby, I'm going to be wasted, bitch. I ain't even going to know what's going on, honey, okay? They keep asking me what,
yes, God.
They keep asking me what categories I want to have and what categories I want to see, bitch. I don't want to see nothing, bitch, but the inside of a bag.
Ooh.
Oh.
I got to hang up. There's too many demons roaming on this phone. I'm talking about bags and mollies.
Oh, girl, please.
Girl,
stop acting like that. I'll see you 3 weeks later, honey, girl. Baby, please, okay?
Yeah, I done shook that demon, girl.
Baby, you ain't shake that demon. Trust and believe, honey. You gotta get up. You gotta get up at about. You gotta get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, honey. Okay, Saturday morning.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait. So you shook that demon, sis? What's this about this after hour you ended up in Houston?
No, Mark, honey. She's going to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay, by weekend, honey, to start her makeup. Okay, the doors open up at 9, honey. It starts about 10 or 11. Mistake. By 9, mistake. She's going to have her first mistake to get her going, mistake. Because that bitch going to be like, girl, I really don't want to get up. I ain't even eat. I got to do my makeup, mistake. Girl, she going to have her to get her started.
No.
Okay. And then after that, we already know where we're going to wind up at on 12th Avenue, honey. And that's not over until 12 o'clock the next afternoon. And then Greenhouse. So don't do me.
Do Miss Greenhouse, baby. She had me feel like I was in a video arcade game, baby. Them girls had tricked me with some shit. I thought I was doing a girl. I didn't want to say, girl. I felt like I was in Miss Pac-Man in that goddamn greenhouse with them neon lights and that motherfucking disco techno house, whatever shit that shit they playing. And all they kept saying is they was hitting their hand in front of my face saying, "Come about that hole. Come about that hole, ceremony, bitch. I can move." I was no ma'am. She's not doing greenhouse no more. She went in there at 1 o'clock and didn't come out to 8 o'clock at night. When I came out, it was dark. It was 8 o'clock at night, and I can't do her no more. That's a serious demon right there, and I will not. I rebuke y'all.
Speaking of shaking and demons and eight balls and all that shit, where's my package?
Oh, you better shut the fuck up, honey. Your boyfriend, honey. You want me to go on the air and do this?
What'd you say now?
What
did you say? I asked for some panties.
I'm
no,
dead.
Okay, this is what happened. We were going to ask the hours. And you know, honey, when the girls be full, right? You know, it was J-Rock's birthday. And you know, I love J-Rock. You know, we from the same area, you know, on this side of town or whatever. And I just love him. So I'm like, J-Rock, you know, I'm going to get you something for your birthday. I'm like, J-Rock, what you want for your birthday? He like, I don't know, Tiffany. I can't pick. So he tells me to ask his lover, Calvin, okay, the one he lives with, that y'all be hearing in the background sometimes, okay, over his place. Yeah. Now, Emma, I don't really know how much you think J-Rock really wants you, okay? Because Calvin don't look nothing like a lady, okay? Now, anyway, he tells me to tell Calvin to ask Calvin what y'all should get him because Calvin knows him the best. So I say, okay, J-Rock, I'll do that. But you know when a girl is full, because that demon had got a hold of me that night. You know what I'm saying? She can't always remember. So he gave me Calvin's number to text. I didn't remember, but I seen Calvin the next night in the after hour. So J-Rock wasn't there. I'm like, where's J-Rock at? Because I was just going to give J-Rock a couple dollars because I was like, I ain't got time to be trying to go search for him, nothing, blah, 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 blah. Calvin was like, he wants there. But, you know, I said, well, Calvin, this is what we'll do. I said, you go pick J-Rock out something. I'll Western Union you the money or whatever the case might be. He said, okay. I called Calvin already. Calvin ain't there. He said he going to do it. He ain't did it. I can't do nothing for Calvin. Tell me something. What the fuck J-Rock want me to do? I mean, he know the money ain't no issue. He know that ain't the problem.
Are you fucking serious? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let me get to the house. This don't make no motherfucking sense.
Also, wait, before I bring $5 foot long on. So, J-Rock, you got a lover?
No, I don't have a lover.
Oh, because I'm about to say you got a lover, honey, and you are doing all this indiscretion and all types of things
okay, well,
and stuff,
Calvin,
honey.
I'm not saying does he have a lover because they broke up, but ask him is that his ex a lover? Should we ask him that?
Well, let's Naima ask him.
Naima gonna get him together.
Naima.
Yes.
Yelai.
You're the massive. So what does y'all look like again?
But the child, no shade. He light and right. He got them two goals on the side. It's kind of sexy in the front. You feel me? Now, the nigga ain't ugly now, Naima. I don't know how you going to compete, honey.
Why don't you invite me that on that picture?
Okay, I'll invite you, girl. Well, I can't invite you right now.
Was J-Rock the top or was he the bottom?
Well, I can't get into that because I don't know J-Rock personal business like that. J-Rock hasn't told me that. I really don't know. I mean, well, what he was going to do with you? Was he going to be the top for the bottom?
don't show him out like this. Don't try to know this.
Oh, somebody in the chat room said J-Rock is versatile.
Who all in my business in the chat room?
Well, look, Kelly, you know they say a pancake ain't done until it's flipped.
No. Ooh. Yeah, that's nasty.
So you flipping that pancake, Naima?
What you
come
up with these fucking folks?
I might.
Mm. I mean, Calvin, no shade. He's a cutie. Like, I got to give it to J-Rock. You know what I'm saying? J-Rock ain't ugly. But when I first had seen Calvin, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put all the man business. You know, I didn't know if I was going to care for Calvin because just things that me and J-Rock had discussed, and I'm not going to go into details on the air with because I do respect J-Rock. I didn't know if I was going to care for him. You feel me? Because I just felt like he might not be the right one for J-Rock. You feel me? But then when I got to seeing him a little bit more and blah, 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 I was looking at Calvin in the club at the after hour that Friday and that Saturday night, and I was like, damn, J-Rock. But then, I don't know, she was on two A-balls. So she might have been a little blurry.
She's
off the third person when she's talking about herself.
Wait a minute, did you just say Brenda's boyfriend? I'm dead.
When I get back into town, honey, I'm coming over to Manada for a meal.
Hello, Mother Footlong.
Hello, dear.
How you
do? I had to just clarify that because she was on eight balls. I don't do drugs. We never did drugs. We don't do drugs. We don't drink. So.
J-Rock,
you don't drink,
okay.
You don't pop pills, you don't do nothing, J-Rock. So
you
like it big and thick like that, J-Rock? How could you handle all of that, mister? You is a pro.
What the hell are you talking about?
How do you take meat with no lubrication, with no high? Like, basically, how do you just take that meat like that and you don't have nothing to sober you up and relax you, relax them walls?
We need representation for the House of Bridge on this phone.
He said, hey, but then he looked this on you, then he got...
Hold on, y'all. Y'all got another caller. 661-748. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey.
up? This is Crazy K calling from Southern Indiana.
Crazy K.
Crazy K.
You sound like he's on an acid trip.
That's my gang name anyway, but you know, man, you guys are talking about Obama. Why doesn't anybody in the black community, why do they keep calling him the black president? The man is half Jewish. Just research it. His mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, was a certified Jewess. So what does that make Obama? The man's
okay,
had...
did you know what show you called into?
Right, we love Obama.
Yeah, he is the Kiki. That's why he's using that voice. Yeah, he's called
okay.
The Kiki Show. He is the Kiki.
Yes, he is.
Some people are so stupid. Why y'all
keep... Bye now.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you call him a black president. He's Jewish. He celebrates Passover in the White House. Have you seen pictures of him celebrating Passover?
Let me give you a little shocking news. Maybe you didn't know this, but no matter what race you are, no matter where you come from, if you have some black dingaling in you, you're black.
Well,
black
perhaps.
He's black. There's black Jewish
people.
Well,
that's why.
Crazy K, you like black dingaling in you?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't swing that way.
No, let me ask you a question. Which one will Obama celebrate in Passover?
Well, what way do
Crazy
you swing?
K, it's not straight. Crazy K is just normal.
Well, why
okay,
can't we just call you
crazy
what's your definition of normal?
On display.
So what do you guys
think? $5 foot long on display.
So I mean, if you go to Google and search for Obama first Jewish president, just do it when you got time. Search
so
for
do you
one
like,
word.
Well, what,
Obama,
do you
like
what is your definition of normal? What's normal to you?
Normal is what most people do. Most people,
okay, so,
normal people.
So,
no,
you know,
no, when you say what most people do and you say it's normal, that means you're a follower. So you're really not normal. You're a follower.
Well, I don't know. I put my shirt on with the buttons up front. That's normal.
He's not a cocksucker.
That's what everybody does, sweetie. Like,
I can't.
So do you put a condom on a dick before you suck it?
I don't swing that way, man. I'm normal.
Not a cocksucker.
He's
I'm
a
not into. Hey, so what do you guys think about this Congressman John Boehner and his daughter is 36 years old and married this pot-smoking Rastafarian from Jamaica with dreadlocks. What do you guys think of that?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. You are not going to come on this phone and talk about this. Nothing wrong with pot-smoking, okay?
Guys,
will somebody get rid of him?
I can't take him seriously.
Come on, man. Pot is making people dumb. It's making you compliant slaves.
Yeah.
Naima?
London is trying to say something.
Yeah, okay. White cat cow alert, white cat cow alert.
See, why do people go saying that Obama is a Muslim? He's not a goddamn Muslim, he's a Jew. Everything he does is Jewish.
Motherfucker,
okay, so what's wrong with Obama being a Jew?
Get this through your head, you Jew. Motherfucker, you.
What?
Miss A, I'm surprised y'all sitting here, Miss A, and y'all have not took off yet, Miss A. I'm gagging at y'all.
Hey.
Well, I'm tired of Jewish control, man. I'm tired of a Jew being on my back. Jews are on the backs.
See, here you go, talking about people
I'm
being on your back.
Wait,
your
I'm tired of wait, hold on, because I'm gagging at the Tea Party that y'all have not took off yet. I'm gagging at y'all. I'm really gagging that y'all let this motherfucking cracker come and sit his motherfucking nasty ass on this motherfucking show and try the motherfucking black community. You got fucking
Amen.
Nerve. You can take your motherfucking racist ass and go suck a motherfucking sick dick, you nasty motherfucking bitch. Here.
Don't fuck. Don't
fuck
with Crazy K, man.
Bitch, fuck you, Crazy K. You're fucking with the real Crazy K right here, bitch. You got fucking deserve to sit here and come and try to disrespect President Obama, you nasty motherfucking cock-sucking white trash motherfucker, you.
He's not even white. That's all.
He sure ain't white.
That's why I'm not going off on him, because he is not worth going off on. Child, that's a fool. You damn sodomite. First of all, black people were the first Jewish people. If you know your history, blacks were the first Jews. So shut your crazy. He over there smoking crazy, K.
Special and crazy K.
I'm so sorry, honey, and I want to apologize to all my Caucasian listeners and all my listeners that's not the same color as us, honey, that my views and my comments that I made to him does not reflect on everybody in your community. That was just to his nasty ass. Thank you,
Kelly. Thank you.
Oh my God, y'all is just.
Did
y'all hear me?
Did y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So Kelly.
Yes.
Are you going to invite the boys over when I come back to Manita?
No.
What?
Girl, you always want to give somebody whole, girl. Sit somewhere.
Why, Intensity? You always in everything but a hearse.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ain't nothing bad with me. What the hell I need to be in a hearse for, girl?
Because you in everything else. You, and that's the last thing you need to be in.
Girl, you know, he's a girl. Girl, mother is alive and kicking and well, girl. I don't know what the hell. Girl, I don't need to be in a hearse, honey.
It's so quiet over there, honey. Why don't you invite the boys over to Manita?
Naima, it's a snack.
To have a party.
It's a snack on Manita,
Naima.
Okay.
The boys told Mother Kelly your feet too big, girl. They don't want to play.
No, they definitely didn't tell me that. They didn't tell me that.
Well, my feet has never been too big for anything, honey. My feet are con. I don't know about all the other girls.
My
feet are con over here.
No, she's telling the truth, y'all. No, Kelly's feet, no, her feet is official. She's telling the truth because I seen it. When I came over here, she ain't having no socks, no shoes, and no nothing. So she ain't lying on that.
Hold on, we got two more callers. 415-574, you're live on the air. 415-574, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 213-864, you're live on the air.
Hello, is Naima still on the air?
Yes.
You say yeah.
Yeah, she's there.
Naima, do you still like Georgia Peaches?
I'm not going to say what it is, but you can put him back on hold. He is trying to be.
Naima, so do you like Georgia Peaches, Naima?
You know I like Georgia Peaches. Tell him I said, don't worry about the Georgia Peaches. Worry about that rattle.
Oh.
So is it true when you was in New York, you wasn't making a club?
Get him off this phone, Kelly, for him back on hold.
Oh, no, Naima, you was making a clap in New York, Naima?
No, that's one of my kids.
Naima, answer the question, do she like Georgia Peaches or not?
Naima, answer the question, Naima.
What did he ask me?
Do you like Georgia Peaches a lot?
Do I like Georgia Peaches?
Yes.
I love Georgia
Peaches.
Did you hear the goddamn question? I love Georgia Peaches.
Okay.
Ask him, does he like rattles? Yeah.
Naima, they came to shake your table.
And now my son over there trying me. He know what he's doing. I'll see him after I get off this show tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that's right, honey. Baby, I want to talk about this late-ass motherfucker, honey. I'm not even going to do that, honey. But you know who you are. You're really late.
Who are you is he?
Oh, Naima. But anyways.
He know who he is. Somebody that told me that they was going to hit me back on Sunday after church, honey. And today is now Tuesday. And they hit me up because they hear my voice on the show.
Oh, are you talking about life care?
Are
you talking about life care?
Be at church service.
Kelly, are you talking about life care?
No, Naima, don't worry about who I'm talking about. They know who I'm talking about. Hold on, we have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Bitch, was that Alexis butt naked voguing in that hotel room with that kangaroo pouch?
Oh, my God.
Sitting on her belly. Alexis is shaped like Della Reese.
Not too much, Carla.
Now, put me back on hold till that bitch get on the phone and tell her I sent for her.
Oh. Okay, you should be sending her. Girl, please. Not too much. She was moving for a big girl. Y'all hoes can't tell.
Oh, my God. Did she have to call in and say that? Oh.
No.
Oh, that was God. So that was Alexis for real?
Bitch.
Naima and Kelly. Somebody just hit my inbox and said y'all are lying. Y'all feet are so big that y'all can play kickball with the planet.
Bitch, you're a motherfucker. You're a motherfucking lie, bitch, okay? First of all, I wear a size 9.5. I wear a size 9.5, 10, and motherfucking men, bitch. My feet is not motherfucking big at all.
Yeah, I seen your feet in person. I don't know that that's 9.5 to 10.
Okay. Well, won't you come over to Manita and see it in person?
Wait a minute. Did that caller just say that she was bouncing or that she was walking around with a kangaroo pouch?
No, bitch. No, did you catch? She said, bitch, she shaped like Della Reese. I fucking cried. So hold on, y'all. We got a caller. 213-864. You're live on the air. Jason, you're back.
I don't know why I keep getting disconnected.
213-864. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone.
Oh, my God.
Naima, stop. That caller that's waiting for Alexis to call in, I should be waiting because Alexis is in transition on her way back to New York.
You know what? I just thought about it. I was supposed to say it last night, but I got hung up on because the show was so full and so hot and so shocking. That dang me. But I just want to thank. I forgot to tell everybody. I just want to thank everybody that came out.
Who the fuck is this talking?
Naima.
I put her on mute. She was talking to somebody in her background.
Oh, you better keep it the fuck cute. But like I said, I just wanna thank everybody that came out Friday to the flash function. We did have fun. And I want to thank the ballroom community for just playing such a good talent to a lot of the people that want to, fund us for doing things and everything. They had a good time, minus the bullshit. They still had a good time. And I want to thank all the pretty boys that got me a birthday present. I'm glad that I did see my sister Tiffany stuck up there in that motherfucking corner because she couldn't get out of it, swear into that bitch like a motherfucker. Wears up in that boot high as a kite. So, other than, and all over people that she know like me. But anyway, like I said, I had a good time. I don't do the clubs. I do the balls, but I can't do the clubs. Because if I did, I do understand why y'all get high and y'all drink. That's why I don't drink and I don't get high. I can't do the clubs. That's so cool. I can't do it.
Good to know that you're clean and sober.
Yes, J-Rock is being very nice right now. But let me tell you something. For me, the best part of that whole Houston trip was getting to see my sisters, honey, you know, my family or whatever, and to see my love, my favorite, with Rocky of all times, Joel. So, you know, and seeing J-Rock. That's about it in a nutshell, honey.
So you pretty much saying, for J-Rock pretty much saying it was fun, you pretty much saying it was late.
I mean, basically, I don't know. Let me tell you something. First of all, I can't really say what happened in the ball because I didn't get to the ball. I got to the ball out there like around 3:30, 3 o'clock, between 3 o'clock and 3:30. When I pulled up to the venue, now, mind you, they said the venue was going to start at 12:30. That did not happen. I don't believe it. Did not start at 12:30 on time. But, okay, no balls ever really start on time. I got there about 3:30. When I got there and I pulled up into the parking lot, everybody was making their way out. And everybody was on their way to the after hours. And all I kept hearing everybody in the parking lot say was, that ball was late. Don't take your ass in there. Don't go in there and give them your money. That shit is late as hell. That was some bullshit. I shouldn't even pay my money to get in there. That's what the whole parking lot was saying. But I want to be biased because I didn't get it. Wait a minute. I'm going to be biased because I did not actually get in there. But I will say this. Now, just like J-Rock is saying people are hating, he's heard the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? That's why he's sitting up here saying people are hating. All I know is I heard a whole parking lot full of people angry. That's all I know. That's
you
what
know,
I'm
girls
talking
get
on.
Mad. Girls
Tiffany,
girls
somebody
get mad.
Somebody just inboxed me, Tiffany, while I was in the bathroom, and they said, Tiffany, if you stopping at the chicken place before the ball, maybe you'll make it on time.
Actually, she wasn't at a chicken place. She was at her 4-star hotel in the Galleria called the Royal Sonesta. So that's where she was at, honey, pampering herself and, you know, just laying down and chilling because she was paying the function because she drove from Boston. First of all, it was a 3-hour drive, and I drove all the way to Houston in a thunderstorm. It rained from the time I left where I left to the time I got into Austin in heavy, heavy rain where I was scared for my life. So when she checked into her room, and paid her $27 to valet her truck, she really didn't have no plans on going back out to nobody's ball. But she said no, she wants to be fair, and her house members were there. So let's go to support her house members. But when she got there, it was gone. I mean, the kids were coming out, and they were reading the function. I don't know. Maybe somebody who knew the ball with J-Rock might want to comment. Maybe somebody that was there, y'all want to call in and comment. I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to be biased because I didn't actually get in there. I'm just telling you the comments I heard people saying.
Tiffany, before you start a fire, J-Rock did not throw a function. Any function that I have ever thrown was always ended with we had a good time, all the money was given, and it was a successful function. I commentate it. I see that when you commentate a function, it's all of a sudden your function. I tell you what, the girls, there was many people on the page that said, thank you guys, I had a good time. The people that don't walk balls had a great time.
Okay.
The people that walk balls and lost didn't have such a good time, and their health was repressed.
Okay.
And then you have somebody that has, one of the biggest voices in Houston that is on the mic, that's MC, she got chopped. When you have the biggest voice in Houston and you get chopped and you're pressed and all your followers are with you, of course everybody's going to say, oh, that function was late. They chopped my mother. Oh, they chopped my friend. They chopped one of the biggest voices in Houston. Then you have the nerve to put your picture up and say, girl, they tried me. And now the whole ballroom community is saying, what did they try? It looks like they did.
Whose phone is that?
When you go to a ball, I mean, you got to expect stuff like that. You can't make everybody happy at a ball. Somebody is going to read your ball regardless because they got their own issue and their own agenda when they come through the door. And when it don't go to their way, your ball becomes late or your panel was late. I mean, I'm not saying that that's always what happens, but you can't expect to keep everybody happy at your ball or any ball.
The
mission I can't read it. I don't know what happened.
But you know what, though, Mark? The mission was accomplished because you already know what pride and health balls give. When people are trying to, when we're trying to get funding and we're trying to let them know that, you know, this is something that y'all can fund or this is the way, they want to see, they was very standoffish about having a ball
for the Pride event. They're trying.
I'm gonna tell you what. I mean, I don't mean it's no shade. Please, nobody take any offense to this. I am not saying this about anybody particularly, but this is a general statement. I don't give a fuck. Okay, this. This and no shade, J Rock. This organization thing, bitch. Where the fuck did all of this come from, bitch? I remember girls back in the day. They had number three school. They had the YWCA. I don't think that they were sponsored by anybody. Now how they got it or got the money to do it is beyond me, and I didn't care because I had a fucking blast. But this sponsoring shit is getting out of fucking control. Where is the girls' change, and why can't they throw their own fucking ball?
And let me say this. Listen, I've never been to a splash ball, but I was really hearing about, you know, Houston splashes and shit, blah, 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 blah. I was really looking forward to going. And what I'm trying to say is they had the girls in the building, right? So it should have been more of a great. They had Stasha there. They had Exotic there. I mean, who else was there? I mean, you had Kenya Black there. I mean, you had some big, you know, named people or whatever, and, you know, in ballroom and stuff like that. The girls was definitely in Houston. The kids was definitely there. I'm just surprised that we didn't hear a better turnout for the kind of people that actually wind up coming to Houston Splash. That's what I'm saying.
They're always there, and it's just like this. That's not only in Houston. Even at any function in Texas, you always get the people that come, and, you know, all the money is being given out and everything. And I'm just like, everything they would read a ball for, it never happens. I'm not going to even knock on wood. It never happens in Texas. The shit that they normally read a ball for never happens in Texas. So when they say it's late, it's because they can't take a child, or maybe they didn't win this time, or maybe they were pressed, or they don't like somebody, or something like that. But it's never.
I mean, y'all also got to get into account of a fact.
Wait, hold
that,
on, Mark. Before you go on to that, y'all got a couple of callers. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 202-696, you're live on the air.
Hey, it's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, what's up? I got two comments. The first thing, Mark, I think, the organization balls that come out, the reason why they're doing it is because the ballroom scene, like the HIV agencies, they're doing it, they're seeing a trend when it comes down to HIV and AIDS. So they're trying to figure out a way to reach out to those people without saying, come get tested, come get tested. So if they have to put on a ball and spend like $10,000 on the ball, they're looking at it like, well, if they can find 10 people or 15 people that are positive that don't know they're positive, they feel as though they've kind of...
No. I wasn't saying them per se. You know what I mean? Because that doesn't happen at every ball. I'm not even talking about. I think that's great. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that a lot of these balls are sponsored by agencies and things and events and all this other stuff. What happened to putting the money out there or getting your girlfriend together as a team and going out and throwing the ball together or, you know, something like that?
I think what's happening is these agencies. Well, a lot of people are proactively reaching out to the agencies asking them to sponsor, which I think is fierce. But, you know, a lot of agencies are reaching out to so you're talking about people that go to people. And,
right,
we all
exactly.
get those text messages that say, oh, can you sponsor category for me at my ball? I think that's late, too. I mean, if I want to give some money away at somebody's ball, you know, I'll come to you and tell you that's what I want to do.
I think that's why a lot of the people, and I'm not saying promoters as saying like you are a promoter, but the people that are having these balls, I think they're having this pay it attitude because they're not putting any money out there. You got this I don't give a fuck attitude about having a horrible ball because it was sponsored by somebody. Sweetie, where's the money coming out so that way you could say you got your money back or, you know, the girls had a good time.
That you broke even,
dying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, coming out. It's happening a lot. But the other thing, the other second comment I want to make was J-Rock. I think that somewhere like Splash, where the ballroom community is not really, really, really big yet, maybe y'all shouldn't have a ball that weekend. I mean, y'all have Splash. Y'all just had, what's it called, All-Star Weekend. Y'all had a ball that weekend. Like, some weekends ain't really meant for a ball. You know what I mean?
You know,
like,
but what you got to realize is since Splash been around, they have already had a ball, even when ballroom was hot down here.
They always had.
And it's never really been big, right? Like, all the year I went to Splash, the ball was late, too.
But this is what I'm saying. It's always been a mini function for the Splash committee. This is a Splash committee wanting ballroom. So it's not like ballroom people that saying, hey, give me a ball. This is the Splash committee with the pride events. They want a ball because they've always given a ball, and they allow ballroom community personalities to put it together for them. It's just another way to come to Splash and get tested.
But
like,
how do I say
like
this? But if it's taking away from what you got, the essence of ballroom, like the reason why they want to do it, I'm just going to be honest with you, the reason why they want to do it is because they know that balls can make money. Like, you remember when Sizzle used to have a ball? Sizzle had a ball because Sizzle thought, like, oh, all these ballroom girls are going to come. And when they did it, it just didn't work out. But if you saw when, like, Makuta did the ball in Miami Sizzle Weekend, it's totally different because when a ballroom person does the ball, it's done differently versus when an organization or people who are for profit that may not be a part of the community are trying to do it. So maybe y'all should
I guess they're looking at it like this.
They gave away $2,200 this year thinking that next year 500 people going to show up and they'll make $15,000 from it next year. So what's the point? And I've had pride people come up to me and tell me that.
Let me say this real quick. You're not telling no lie, Mark. You know why? Because if you in the group just like I'm in the group, Marcus, I know you've seen that people was already complaining about the organization throwing it because they were saying they had a problem with the people throwing it because they're not ballroom participants. You know what I'm saying? And really, they feel like they're only trying to throw this ball to make money off of the kids.
To make money, right.
Realistically,
if only based on the crowd that they're getting, it may not end up being profitable. But if they were to partner with the right person, or if it's like if you, Tiffany, J Rock, and Tiffany decided to have a ball, you know, next year doing Splash, it probably would go off better than Pride doing their own ball because the ballroom community is kind of for us by us. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what's so funny, though? It's funny to say that about making a profit and all this kind of stuff. These girls are so late, and I don't like to say stuff like this, but sometimes you just got to check these hoes. Just like the stupid hoes that say, I paid my money. Bitch, the testing truck was out there all night fucking long. The ball was free if you got tested. So you didn't have to pay $30. It was a purpose. They didn't make a big profit off the ball.
They probably did, and J-Rock, we know that, but the problem, people don't look at that. You have to realize, how do I say this? People think when you have a ball, it's 100% profit. They think you craft everything, and that. So with that night, they believe you left with all this money. They don't realize, you know, the money, generally the money that you, most balls don't make money. What you put into it, if you're lucky enough, you may leave with a few $100s, or if you get a cute crowd, you make a little bit of money. But in the grand scheme of things, if you took every expense that you had for a ball and actually did it a legit way, you probably didn't make no money because balls only get like 200 people. You know, an average ball only has about 200 people there. You might get a ball that has way more than that, but balls don't be crowded like that no more.
Trust me, I know.
Well, it can't be crowded like that no more because Erica Kane's having one in Kentucky and the damn people's having one in New England. It's kind of hard for it to be packed, don't you think?
Well, I agree.
Ooh, wow,
and,
wow,
you know, the other thing is, even with Splash, you know, I thought Splash used to be the first weekend in May. Did they move it this year?
That was a conflict between the original people and the people that took over. But, yeah, it did get moved.
Right. So, I mean, that might be another reason, too. But I think next year maybe y'all should do your own ball. Like, let the it's great that the community, the pride people, but those are people who are for profit. Like, you know, they want to make money. And they might try it for a year, but if it does not make money, it's not going to make sense to them. They're not going to continuously do it. So maybe y'all should have a ball next year, like, you know, it's so many of y'all, you, LaMail, Trey, Ahmad, all y'all get together and actually do a ball, and it would probably go over better versus these people giving y'all the ball. You know what I mean? They're letting y'all have a ball. Because, no shade, y'all don't know what the ball made.
When you say letting us have the ball, what you're not understanding is the ballroom community
help them out. They asked us, can we throw a ball because they wanted to do that. So that's why I said they were glad.
Well, hold on, J-Rock, why do you think they asked that? You think they did that because because they love the ballroom community or because they wanted to make money?
No, they was pretty much doing it so they can get their numbers. That's pretty much what they was doing.
All right, you know what, really? You know what, honestly, we never going to get an answer out of this. I was just pretty much, like, making a statement. You know what I mean? Because we never really going to get an answer out of this. I mean, everybody does things the way they want to do things. I'm paying it. You know, I'll still pay my $30 to come to Bulls I Respect. And that's just it. You know, it's just that simple. It's not a big deal.
I'm confused, but okay.
Well, thanks.
All I know is it was an effort to bring people back to the city, and they feel like they accomplished it. They did a good job. The outsiders had fun. They were happy. You didn't even have to come to the ball because it was also a big, huge club night. So the ball was upstairs. So a lot of people gave a good feedback because for a long time, the Pride, whatever they call it, the Pride organization or whatever, they wrote Flash off because they said Houston Flash was no longer a Pride event. It was just a big fuck fest. So this was a way to get them back on the Pride, you know, back on the Pride organization and to let Houston actually have an official Pride. And
do you know why they do that, J-Rob?
Why is that?
Because when you're listed as an official Pride, you can get money from the Black Pride Coalition because they'll actually put sponsorship money into it. So you're not, like, at one point we had the problem in North Carolina where there were two Prides. There were two Prides. So basically what was happening was Charlotte was having a Pride and somebody had themselves calling the North Carolina a gay Pride or whatever, and he was the one that was getting the money from the, you know, whatever, what's it called, the Equal Rights Coalition or whatever, whoever was giving the money. And so it's a whole big thing. So that's why they want to be recognized as an official Pride so they can get on the website and get the money to keep their events on. It's a big change.
Well, like I said, they had their personal reasons. And the ballroom community down here, we also
they got something out of it too, right?
I mean,
yeah,
right.
Because like I said, we do need to get it out there to the club. We do need to get it out there to the club community because I get a lot of inboxes, a lot of times saying, when is the next function or why didn't I know about this function? Because they're not a part of the Gulf Coast ballroom page, you know. So
right,
it got
right
out there.
Even J-Rock, I'll give you another example.
I'm having me a ball next year, and it's going to be make way for the big girls. All
right.
girls
you got to be careful. You got to be careful, too, because think of this is how they used to be. I think they used to do it like this in Baltimore, too, but it used to be like this in North Carolina. Okay, the clubs would say, okay, y'all can have a ball here, but you can't rent the space. We're going to split the ball 50-50. Are you serious?
Oh, see, if I had a ball, it's going to be my ball. And, bitch, I ain't splitting shit. I'm going to go get the space my damn self or whatever.
So
I'm not doing that kind of
thing. No, but that's the only way you could have the club. Like, if they're not going to give it, they're not going to let you say, well, I'll pay you $1,000 or $2,000
a club.
They want half or whatever comes in. So if the ball, if the ball didn't make money, they would lose money too. But let's just say you had 300 people at the ball and you charge $30 and you take in $9,000 and when you pay everything out, you know, you got $5,000 left. Well, they just charged you $2,500. They get $2,500, and you get $2,500. Bitch, this club don't cost $2,500. And that for a long time, a lot of clubs would only do that because they saw this is how they can make money. So that's, you know, they use the ballroom girls to get their, you know, their foot in the door to get, you know, to kind of get their way. And then they got real bold where they just started having their own balls.
Maybe I've been had a motherfucking ball at the park for $100 for an hour. I mean, $100 for 4 hours. I'll pay $200.
Okay, let's ask this. Marcus, was you in Houston for Splash?
No, I missed it.
So, did you go to Erica Ball?
Oh, no, I did not.
Was you in Kentucky? Connecticut?
No, Kentucky was in thing.
Yeah, okay. So did you go to Connecticut? I mean,
No, I did not. I was in Chicago. I was in Chicago helping Vaughn move.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
When your toes gonna hear it?
But I will be in Atlanta this weekend. I will be in Atlanta this weekend. No, the reason why Splash is never really, I'm not a real big Pride person, and I heard it was, you know, the 1 year I did go, I just, it's no shade. It was a bunch of little kids running around, and that's not my forte. The beach was cute, though.
Okay, really, y'all, like, draining the shit out of me. That was like 20 minutes I ain't gonna never get back. Get it back right now.
You had enough time to go down there and make you a turkey roast beef sandwich.
With extra fucking toppings. Talking about this goddamn ball.
What do you want to talk about?
And I got motherfucking red dressing vinegar on top of it. Fuck it with you.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Now my blood pressure right.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Something else. My dog got ran over by a car. I don't care.
Did Bear get ran over by a car?
No, bitch, shut up. go talk about that damn bus card.
Bitch, you can talk about my bus card, bitch, because you want the bus too. Your fat ass don't drive nowhere. And your damn
Oh,
drive
yeah,
drive
I forget
there.
I know.
Right.
What the fuck is love then?
Damn,
you
got a metro card?
Yeah, bitch, I don't got a metro card. Bitch, I don't like go nowhere in Chicago in that car.
Kelly, did you go? You go into the ball in New England?
Connecticut.
It was Connecticut, New England, up there, up north.
Yeah, I went.
Yes, she went. Don't you?
All
know
right, they went
all
Cinco de Mayo on y'all.
Who slayed at that ball?
Rasta. Rasta Ebony slayed the kids on the floor, and the Trey slayed him outside.
Oh, bitch.
Kelly, now stop that. Wait a minute. The Trey slayed him outside?
Yes.
What are you talking about? They got to fight
him? Bitch, I heard they went all La Vida Loca on them.
Why? Why did y'all let the Trey beat him up?
I ain't let nobody do nothing. I was on the Jordan's panel.
Oh, my God, why did Trey do that to him? That was gay bashing, Kelly. Y'all should have all got together and whooped the Trey ass now.
Baby, please, we was in they motherfucking hood, baby. We wasn't doing no whooping no ass in they hood.
Baby, it's too many, y'all. It's too many, y'all.
I don't care what hood, I don't care what fucking hood we in. Down south, if Trey go call himself trying to fight on one of our own, bitch, we will get Trey together. Right, exactly. I don't know. I bitch.
So the girls could went outside. It was enough for them to go outside. And I would have definitely went outside with them and recorded it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Baby, I had on all white and my 6-inch heels, baby. I was not getting on. I was not going to be tussling on the floor with my all white on.
So what you're saying, Kelly, is a lot of people into phone booths could have helped watch them.
So, Kelly, what you're saying is everybody was inside the ball and they didn't know what was going on outside?
Yeah, they knew what was going on outside, baby. They locked the motherfucking doors.
That's bad.
The doors was locked, honey. Baby, you ain't want them to come up inside the ball and start shooting or something.
No, I'm
saying
that
man
out
here to just get beat to pulp there.
Tiffany, what you had went out there and helped them?
So I'm saying, so the ballroom community knew what was going on outside.
They came inside and they told us that the Trey was out there. The girls was outside. Well, the story I got, the girls was outside and they was cutting up in their little cunty effects, and they was giving and the Trey was the Trey was giving the little Vogue, the Virgin Vogue girls a lot, honey, and Rasta went to defend them, and that's how the whole situation happened.
Oh.
See, bitch, that's what I like about New Orleans. They have the gayest club of all times right in the middle of the hood. Anytime a bitch come by and say something, the queen and the most flaming homosexual will tell that boy, don't motherfucking try it, bitch, and keep it the fuck moving.
Baby, I wouldn't even want to... I wouldn't even play with those girls in New Orleans, bitch. I seen that fight they put up a couple of weeks ago in the video. I mean, in the group with those girls in New Orleans. Baby, they was not big. It was about six fights in one video.
And like I said, the queen, I don't care how flaming you are. I don't care how pussy you are. One thing they do not play in New Orleans is, bitch, what the fuck I got to be scared of another boy for? Bitch, I'm a man. You a man. I'm just a pussy. But
exactly.
I will fuck you up.
Girl, they also just shoot people at parades. Dude, y'all only
that
29.
Well, I feel like shit. Just shoot me. Fuck that, bitch. We fighting. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I've
never understood
that.
You're
in the club in New Orleans just because you're cute.
I've
never
understood that. I've never understood why people get so scared of weapons and all this kind of stuff. My thing is, if it's my time to go, bitch, it must be my time to go. That's why I made
right.
That's why I joined the military, bitch. Who's scared of dying? Bitch, fuck that.
Oh, well, I'm not
half
trying to die.
Half of us on this phone. Well, not half of us. All of us. All of us on this phone grew up during the motherfucking, what, 90s, when it was like when gang violence was bad and all this stuff.
Bitch, I live in Englewood. Gang violence still bad, bitch.
Now, you know,
Kelly's
old as hell. You know she more of a family,
baby. Wait a minute,
baby.
Wait a minute. When did Snuffleupagus get on the phone?
I've been on the phone.
When
you
about
fucking
the same
died.
Time.
If I go right.
Thank you.
He was mad. He didn't want to talk about that dang old Houston Splash ball. We wasted his time. He ate three sandwiches and was still talking about the fucking ball.
Right. And three chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh,
bitch, you should have been on your job.
Bitch, you'll say,
now
I'm going to
be on the treadmill for like the next 3 hours.
You ate more than three chocolate chip cookies. You ate the whole fucking bag of roast and
they
a motherfucking
large
egg.
Okay, and then you guys the nerve to come on here like breaking news, bitch, bring your fat ass tumbling through here. You
bitch, if I had them, y'all still be talking about that draining ass ball and that draining ass fucking shit.
Bitch, it wasn't mad if it was draining.
Well, y'all already know why
the
organizations do all that bullshit. They do that shit because they got an extra ass amount of money, and they know if they don't pay that money, child, they get cut out of that money the next year.
Hold on,
did you say, hold on, what did he say? That's not true.
Yes, it is.
It is not true.
Yes, it is.
I sit on the board of directors for agency. That is not true. They don't have to give away not one dime. That is not true. Where the fuck you get that from? They do not have to give away anything to the ballroom community. They can take out
they don't have to give away shit. They come in under budget. And if you come in under budget, they look at what your budget is, and then they turn around and say, you obviously don't need that because you did not use it.
They can take the girls to Six Flags for all the fuck they care. They don't. What do they care? No, everybody spends it. They can give their employees a raise if they want to. They're trying to do this to help the community. Where do y'all get this idea that y'all are owed something?
Nobody thinks they owe
the
anything,
thing.
And I'm leaving this subject alone yet again because it will not get drained.
No, because y'all are so ignorant to the fact about how agencies work. Do you realize that majority of their money is raised out of their own pocket? It doesn't come from the CDC. That's why agencies open and close. They have to. You have to take in. You have to fundraise dollars, because if not, your agency won't be open long. If you just count no dollars.
I mean, the girls
hard.
Need to get together and fund some dollars, bitch. They traveling all around, bitch. Sit your ass down and throw a real ball, okay? And stop playing with your agency.
Thank you.
Well, and that's kind of, this is the point. Like, the agencies that are, I think, like, the things that happened at POCC have girls under the impression that that's how things really were. They were able to rent parks and, you know, do all of this. That was a lot of private money they were using, because government money is, bitch, you're going to federal prison, you spend the dollar the wrong way.
It was definitely a lot of money that they were spending, and definitely
okay,
a lot of money
Kelly,
that Michael Garcon was
Kelly,
stealing.
Kelly, we're not
oh.
going there.
Oh.
No, no.
Okay, Kelly, and I thank you.
Baby, yeah.
And that wasn't government money, because believe me, if they would have filed an ounce of wrongdoing with federal funds, they'd be in federal prison right now.
Well, baby, the money still was stolen. The organization still was crippled.
That's what they did down here in Chicago.
The agency was crippled
thing,
because
one of our first black organizations that we had here in the city was
okay,
crippled.
One of our first
black organizations that we had here in the city was definitely crippled by one of our own people. How hypocritical. Bitch,
exactly.
I just gag at the girls, Miss Thing, but the girls always have so much to say.
And then the POTC balls was really, really good, too. Like, I used to enjoy them. You know, like, they was over. Like, we had one at the World. We had one in the park. They was over. Like, I was gagging.
I watched those POTC clips, and I always asked, like, what happened to those balls?
You know what happened, J-Rock?
Girl got greedy.
Michael Robinson Gauchon happened to that. That's what happened.
Marcus, Rodney said last night.
Okay.
I'm saying that, bitch. I have my opinion, and you have yours.
Opinion is my opinion, and I'm sticking with what the facts was that was, out with the girl.
Well,
and
Kelly, I'm gonna say this. If he was guilty, he must be had some over lawyers, cause I ain't never seen him get arrested or nothing like that. So, you know.
You know, a lot of bitches are good when it comes to embezzling motherfucking funds and shit.
I know that's right.
Okay.
You are fierce, Kelly.
Okay, baby, I'm not motherfucking fierce.
I don't even know how you said that up for
a girl. Marcus, when I'm going, Marcus, I told you the other day, Marcus.
You just went off.
Staying clear of the closing doors, okay?
Oh, shit.
Okay, not the bad train.
Girls, when the girls knock on this motherfucking door, trust and believe I'm coming back knocking, okay? I was asked not to knock, Miss Thing.
Let's sleep it right.
But since somebody brung the situation up, they opened the door for me to knock back.
I'm just trying to figure out how that door got opened up. I don't even know how that name came
open
up.
Open up. The door got opened up because bitches want to be motherfucking fierce, bitch. And bitches want to sit and motherfucking throw dirt on my motherfucking name, bitch. I'm not the motherfucking one or the motherfucking two for a bitch to ever try to slander my motherfucking name or my motherfucking character. Because, bitch, you don't motherfucking know me, bitch. Anything that I have done in all these years of me being out, Miss Thing, is entertainment. The shit that he has done, Miss Thing, bitch, please. Faggot can go suck a sick motherfucking dick for all the fuck I care, and I don't give a fuck who motherfucking go back and motherfucking tell him.
Oh,
and
my.
How you doing?
And there you have it,
Ms. Rahi. Do not necessarily reflect those.
No. All you motherfucking, like they said, I didn't say anything in that video when Caesar and Sanaya was reading. I said nothing. I sat there, Ms. Thing. But it's a lot of motherfucking hating ass motherfucking bitches that's been throwing motherfucking shit in the motherfucking game since that motherfucking email address went the fuck up.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Tell him why you mad, son.
You're not going to slander my motherfucking name, bitch. Why should people do shit with me, bitch? Why they do shit with me, bitch? Because I'm entertaining, bitch. I'm the bitch that they motherfucking want to see, faggot. Don't throw dirt on my motherfucking name, bitch. You would never be a part of my motherfucking cast or anything that I stand for. Y'all keep doing all y'all motherfucking trips that y'all doing and, you know, sucking ass, Miss Thing, and taking y'all motherfucking crappy ass motherfucking house members and all types of motherfucking shit.
Oh,
but when it comes down to real motherfucking talent, Miss Thing, bitch, I'm the bitch you have bitches going to have to come through to motherfucking see.
What really happened?
Y'all lost, aren't y'all? Everybody in radio land is lost, Miss Thing. But those two tacky ass motherfucking bitches is not motherfucking lost, and they know who the fuck they are. One is a motherfucking alleged motherfucking Ponzi schemer, and the other one is a motherfucking nasty ass motherfucking whatever that shit is that they do. Miss Thing girl. They don't want you, Miss Thing. They wanted you, but you know, your pawns is too much for them.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, I don't even know who that is now. Yeah, you tried that.
And there you have it.
Yeah, you don't need to know who it is, but they know who they are. Bitch. You bitches ain't got to invite me any place, bitch. I'm a household motherfucking name, bitch. I'm like toilet
paper. Oh, now I know. Girl, you
like toilet paper, bitch. I'm like toilet paper, bitch. Every bitch want me in their motherfucking house, or you need me. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Already in progress. Turn it. It's already in progress.
Okay.
Give it. Oh, bitch, I gotta put the lotion on the skin. That was a lot.
Yeah,
no shade.
I just had
to call Kelly for the Cliff Notes because she slightly went into something else.
Yeah, because you know, because I just you know I just don't I just it just it just it just works me. It really does. It really works me. Y'all don't want to know what works me. It really works me. How so many people can have so much fucking hate. And so much fucking animosity towards me, Miss Thing, okay, for what I do here to please the community and to please the ballroom community and the straight community. So many people have so much hate and anger towards me, Miss Thing, and they don't motherfucking know me outside of a fucking ball or a fucking club, Miss Thing, okay? Because anybody knows me outside of a ball or a club, Miss Thing, they know that everything that happens on Facebook and everything that happens when those cameras is on and everything that happens when I'm on the judges panel, I am not that person. Marcus, you know that we sit on the phone for 4 or 5 hours at a time. Okay? I sit on the phone with Jason, he knows that. I sit on the phone with Mark. I sit on the phone with Tiffany. I've never sat on the phone with J Rock, so he might not know that. But everybody else is on this phone that I sat on the phone, they know I'm not this person.
Personality. Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you, since having been become more vocal, you remember I used to be real shy and people used to say, well, Marcus, no, that's not you. Ever since kind of saying how I really felt, you know, we had these bad, you know, bad laughs and bad reputations before they make that up. But I guess it's okay. It's well with my soul that they think ill of me when I know that's not my true character.
No, I really don't care, Marcus. If anybody that listens to this radio show or anybody that listens to YouTube think ill about me, I don't care. Everybody has their opinions. But when it comes to something that I'm doing and I'm trying to brand my name and you want to throw dirt on my motherfucking name, bitch, you don't throw dirt on my name, bitch, because you don't know me. Okay? Don't throw motherfucking stones at a motherfucking glass motherfucking house because, bitch, I can throw stones right back.
Right.
Okay, and that's the whole thing, bitch. Don't sit here and do all this catty, underhanded motherfucking shit, Miss Thing. You can't sit here and do catty, underhanded shit, Miss Thing, and don't think it's gonna come back, Miss Thing. And that's what the girls feel to realize, Miss Thing. If I wanted to be catty and do shady motherfucking shit, Miss Thing, bitch, I can be catty and shady, Miss Thing, and all of this shit and all of these things that these girls is out here doing, choreographing and doing all these different things and stuff, and they got all of these new pictures and my vistas and all of this different stuff running around. If I wanted to be catty and shady, Miss Thing, bitch, it's a lot of production management crews that's running around so I can send these things to, Miss Thing, and they wouldn't put you. It's not what they're going for and they branded, but I'm not a shady bitch like that. But these girls want to sit here and they want to do that.
Oh,
we're not going to do that.
Now I'm caught up.
Okay.
But
if the girls want to sit here and they want to do that, want to play that game, bitch, I can play that game and take them back to the early 90s, Miss Thing, when I used to have the fire department go kick people doors and have the coroner come pick up their mother's body and all types of motherfucking shit. They don't want to play with me, Miss
Thing. Yes, God.
They don't want to play with me, Miss Thing, because I would go out to 7-Eleven. I would go out to 7-Eleven and send a bum into 7-Eleven, bitch, and buy a motherfucking track phone, Miss Thing, and I have the address and call in, bitch, and be like, it's a 1013 at the address, and it's an officer down, and they coming in with guns drawn.
Yes.
I'm a shady old motherfucking queen. The girls better leave me be.
So, Kelly, basically, you feel like the kids are trying to tarnish your name and asking basically people why they choosing to work with you. Like, you
yes,
should be a
yes, yes, Miss Thing. Girl, y'all don't know. Y'all don't. Do y'all know? Do these girls don't know, Miss Saint Girl? It ain't no motherfucking secrets. It ain't no secrets about DCHH Junior the Third. It's no secrets, bitch. I put everything out on the table, Miss Saint, out in the forefront.
Hold on. Did you say Junior and the Third?
Yes.
Oh, girl.
That's not possible.
Baby, yes, it is.
How can you be a Junior and a Third?
Baby, because I was the first, and it's three of us. And we all have, and we all have the same. And Sam, my nephew has it too. Would you like to continue?
I thought it was junior, senior, and then number, then the third.
Whatever, honey, whatever. You know, I always, you always know I fuck shit up. But you know, I love the girls. I love the girls for definitely trying, and they can continue to try, Miss Thing, bitch. But you don't know, bitch. I'm an educated black bitch. You know, I might not sound like it, bitch, but I am. I get very white woman and very
you
for everyone. You in a minute,
how
honey.
You tricked us into moving the conversation to that, but girl, we was just talking about it. I don't know how you did that. You're gonna do very well in radio and TV.
What? What are you talking about, Marcus?
Like this thing we was just talking about. We weren't even talking about that. On here, how did you get to that?
Let me say because right. I'm a like the girl said in the official radio chat
right
room, Miss Thing. Girl said I'm a one note wonder, Miss Thing, bitch. I'm more than a one note motherfucking wonder, Miss Thing, girl. Y'all gotta remember, bitch. I'm a motherfucking Gemini, Miss Thing, bitch. I got many motherfucking faces.
Okay. I feel used right now.
What'd you say?
I feel used right now. I think you just worked me.
Yes,
Gemini.
I didn't work you into anything. I guess Mark, because Mark was the one that brung it up and asked you the question. I guess Mark was feeling something inside of me, and he wanted to let that demon free. So Mark asked you what he said, and then I let the demon free.
Mark, it's your fault, brother.
Well, I mean, I'm a Gemini too, Kelly, so maybe that was just...
Yeah, see, that's what it was. You see, we had that Gemini connection. Mark felt, you know, that the other side had to come out, and he brung it out.
Yes, God, and I've gotten life. See, that's the other side getting life.
I'm going to tell y'all this, Miss Day. Whether this show get picked up or not, Miss Day, and I pray to God, and I hope everybody is praying that it does, whether it get picked up or not, Miss Thing, if they decide to pick this shit on motherfucking YouTube, if it don't get picked up, trust and motherfucking believe, bitch. I'm going to give y'all a motherfucking show, Miss Thing, that y'all ain't never going to motherfucking forget, bitch. If y'all think I'm a Kiki on motherfucking YouTube, bitch, girls, bitch, I'm going to be a whole motherfucking skit, Miss Thing, bitch. Trust me, bitch. Y'all gonna say that bitch got motherfucking ADT, Miss Thing. Bitch, you know who I'm gonna become, Miss Thing? I'm gonna become motherfucking Victoria Lord, Miss Thing, from all my motherfucking children, Miss Thing. That's how many motherfucking personalities I'm gonna have for y'all motherfucking asses, Miss Thing.
Yes, Vicky, Nikki, Ricky. Yes.
No shit.
Well, yes. Mark, how do you feel about, now that you know the situation, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I actually like one of the people a lot, you know, so I mean, you know, I don't know how to feel about that. But I mean, if you turn in it, bitch, you just get what you deserve. I'm the type of person, bitch, you throw a stone, you get a stone.
Well, I guess, but this is the part that you got to realize, too. And I think Kelly should see this. If they have been put in a position of influence, right, and they have the ability to help bring on who they, you know, whoever. Why? What's wrong with a little bit of nepotism? What's wrong with looking out for their people, the people that, you know, their family? I mean, it's no shade. Look at the House of Ninja. Bitch, after Willie passed, who was on America's Next Top Model? And who was on all these other shows? I mean, it was nepotism.
That was not motherfucking nepotism, and I thank you.
Callie,
but thanks again.
Time.
Tally, it, Dave, thanks. We about to put you back on hold. Thank
child,
you.
She tried
Tally,
the fuck
put,
out of that.
Thank you, Tally. Please put
child,
him back on hold. Thank you, Tally.
I'm not behind the boards, honey.
Child,
no,
board,
please,
don't get that.
Please.
There was no motherfucking nepotism in that at all.
No, it's
we
no
don't
shame.
Get
it's
it.
No shame,
we're not.
Dad,
we're
you
not.
Know,
we're not.
You,
we're not.
But no shame.
Thank
Benny,
you. Thank
Benny
you. No, we're
not.
Not. No, no, ma'am. No ham, no turkey. Thank you.
Listen up, I got some breaking
child,
news.
Child, she gave it. She
body.
Shouldn't have said it. Child, I do not
no,
get that,
listen,
but don't get that.
No, no, it's no shade. It is nepotism because Benny, I mean, really, come on, Dev. Benny, for real.
Hey, listen
what
up.
You do
got,
and
I
who
got,
you
I,
did,
I,
child,
hey,
they could have just as easily picked somebody
calm
else.
Calm down. We'll
they needed to
mother
pick somebody
mother
else.
Calm the fuck down. Keep it the fuck cute. I got some breaking news. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up.
It's about that ball over shooter.
Okay, in Houston, bitch, I can say what I want to say. No, okay. It says, no, it says, so since the House of Valentino can't get their chapters to walk in storm, the leaders started a thing where which each chapter walks and win the most will win money from the overall overskill. So the North Carolina chapter was not feeling it and left the House. So one of the North Carolina members made a post about it, and the overall overseer started reading her about her makeup skills.
Oh, my.
Who is outside in a car?
Somebody outside of the car. But I don't,
that's me. I just got in my car.
I don't think nothing's wrong with that.
Well, she just came in my box. I don't see
because
what
I'm... I forgot how it went, but we had something like that that was going on in the House of Mizrahi. If whoever won the most of trophies of the year was going to get a $500 prize at the end of the year.
Well, weren't y'all already walking?
What did you say?
Wasn't y'all already walking?
Yeah, we was already walking, but it was
okay,
just...
Okay, I've never seen any of that.
It was just to inspire the kids to walk even more.
Right.
It kind of builds up a team because now you're trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? You know how you have that in-house rivalry, the in-house. It's like it's healthy competition within your house.
I do. I mean, when I was in houses, I used to do that with my members all the time.
What's wrong with telling one of your brothers and sisters, "Bitch, if I win, I'll get this, but if you beat me," I've had this happen before. If you beat me, I'll give you something if you can beat me.
You didn't. That's not what you just read, though.
No, I'm just saying that was another example. But they're saying this key was that the overall overseers was going to give money to the house with the most wins.
Based off
them walking and winning the most in their chapter.
Due to the fact that
and
they
North
were
Carolina
not what?
Jason, you slipping. First of all, how the fuck is Corky still on the phone for 45 minutes later?
Because y'all motherfuckers need to
work
doing your motherfucking job.
They need to
that
do.
Bitch said Corky for 45.
And I'm not going to leave that line, bitch. You got one more time while you had that picture when you had that dream simple dress
blow
on.
Blow your goddamn nose or
yes.
Shut the fuck
so
up.
I'm not going to talk. Right. Y'all not going to talk about my sister color block dress over here, Miss Say.
Motor put me on to the good shit, not that Lane Bryant shit. And so what? She had Spanx on. She didn't have body magic on. But this the thing. See, unlike me, unlike Deb, I'm a big bitch that takes full body shots. We only see Deb from the neck up, okay? So we really don't know what that body looks like from the neck down. I mean,
hamburger.
I'm gonna say, honey.
And actually, that's so funny because that wasn't even. I didn't even take that picture. You know, like I said, I was saying my love, Joel. Who I love. Everybody knows I love Joel. And he was like, "Sis, I did not see you in that." This is his words. He was like, "Sis, I didn't see you in that ball." I said, "I got there too late." He said, "Yeah, that late ass function." He said, "Come on, let's take our pictures, honey."
Ooh.
He said, "You know, I've been loving you from the day one I met you." I said, "The feeling is mutual. Come on, bro.
Oh, come
let's
on.
Get our ones too."
With the love story. Come on.
Oh, me and Joel love each other. I named my baby after Joel. You know, Caleb's name is Caleb Joel.
Listen, you know, it's a lot of you big bitches out there that like my motherfucking son, Miss Say.
No way.
I don't like him like that. No, we're just like, that's my friend. I don't like him looking at him like that. Kelly, sit your ass down so
that
is why everybody like your son.
Miss Sang, you know, because, you know, I was gonna put somebody on blast, but I ain't gonna put her on blast. But she
I don't like Joel like that. I love him like a friend though.
She knows,
you know, I don't like him like that.
She knows who she is, honey. She's listening to the show.
Oh, honey.
Honey,
who
she's
is she?
She's always listening to the show. Hey, Niecy.
So, yeah, he wanted to take a picture, and I took it, honey. And I did not want to be embodimented that night because she knew she was going to be full, and she didn't want to have to pull and stretch and know. So she just had a little
light. Ain't that a mess, Miss Thang, bitch? When you get full, Miss Thang, bitch, and you be up in that motherfucking body magic, Miss Thang, bitch, and she start, it seemed like she gets super tight, Miss Thang, when you be full, Miss Thang, and you be getting, girl. Yeah, I remember Paris last motherfucking ball that she had, God rest her soul, in Harlem, baby. I got my body magic for the first time, bitch, and I put on that linen motherfucking dress, bitch. I was cinched, bitch. The tits was up.
Yes.
Bitch, 45 minutes later, bitch, I was in the bathroom, bitch. Three of the kids, mistake, holding the dress up and pulling that shit off. Take this motherfucking shit off.
And don't be getting drunk and have to piss, Kelly, because how the fuck you going to get through them snap on through the legs? You know you got a fucking piss.
Baby,
I
called one of the kids, bitch. Okay, hold this dress up. One of y'all hold the dress up. The other one snap this one off and snap this. I got to go.
Right. I said, I wasn't doing that, honey.
Yes, let me tell you something, Mark. When I was 415 pounds, Mark, baby, okay, baby, it will be a team in here, okay, baby. I would have my husband. It will be my husband and two of the kids, baby, and I'll be holding it, and they'll be snapping and snapping and snapping. And then once it gets snapped up, Mark, and everything, and it's fully on, then they pull the dress over, bitch, and they zip in the dress. You can't bend down or anything. You got to slide in the shoes, bitch. Come on, snap the shoe up. Okay, snap the other shoe up. Then once you sit down, it's like, oh, yes, bitch. And baby,
we go out, we be together.
And don't try to go out after the ball over and think you're going to eat this thing. Ooh. Girl, baby, please. The girls used to say, Miss Thang, you got work done, Miss Thang? You got your tits done? No, bitch. Honey, that's just my new bra, bitch. But it wasn't the new bra, bitch. It was body magic, honey. Mind you, I got my shit in the drawer, Miss Thang. I ain't got no big girlfriends, Miss Thang, you know, to donate her to, Miss Thang. Bitch.
That's okay.
I remember that.
Was it hard to vote? Have you ever tried to vogue in that body magic?
Bitch, let me tell you something.
You can't even breathe in her. How's she going to
whenever
vogue
you see
her?
Me, whatever LSS you see me, baby, and I come and walk half of the runway and wave and walk back, I had on my body magic, okay? only thing you want to do is, because you can't sit up straight in the chair like you normally sit, so you sit with the booty tooch. You have one motherfucking ass cheek on the chair, and then you have the legs crossed so you can try to relieve some of the pressure off of it. Yes?
Can't you give Alexis their body magic?
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Oh, Naima, don't try it.
I forgot all about it. Wait a minute,
y'all. If you're listening from the chat room, you have about 5 minutes to call in before the show goes into record mode. So if you're listening from the chat room, you need to call in now. Thanks.
I forgot all about Alexis, not Ema. Honey, you are knocking.
Bitch, knocking, kicking.
Bitch, girl,
I didn't call it and say it because she looked like a kangaroo. That other time,
you had to bring that back up, didn't you?
Exactly.
Child.
And her motherfucking feet look like kangaroos.
No, because Kelly's trying it. She's trying to stir something. I wasn't trying it when I say this.
Somebody said what's up? No, I'm not putting that back out. Naima, somebody said, what size shoe do you wear?
Oh, shit.
The same size they wear.
What'd you say?
20. The same size they mother wear.
Oh, J-Rock said a 20. I thought you was about in a good 13. I wouldn't say no 20.
Oh, my.
You sure? They said they mother wears a size 14.
Damn.
Now, that's a big bitch.
So you a 14, Naima?
No, I don't weigh no 14, honey.
A 12?
I wear 11, 12 in women.
Oh, she wears 11, 12 in women.
They don't make that size.
They
yes,
said,
they
somebody,
do.
Can you get red bottoms in a size 13? This is in the chat room. I don't want y'all girls to be thinking that I be trying this. This is in a blog talk chat room. They said, can you get red bottoms in a size 13?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So I don't want y'all girls, y'all, because I know y'all be always saying, oh, Kelly tried it, bitches. Don't be me. I'm only reading the questions that's coming across, baby, honey. Naima, my inbox went on Facebook. Somebody said they got 3 pair of shoes in a size 14. Would you like to buy them?
No.
Kelly, Naima, and I guess I can ask Tiffany, too, because she's a new woman. But anyways, why is it that when you see a butch queen with, like, cheeks and all this kind of stuff, why is the first thing that people say is, ooh, do you do drag or you should do drag? Why y'all try to sucker the kids into doing drag?
When we see them with cheeks, what you mean cheeks? Like butt cheeks or cheeks on their face?
No, and, like facial features.
More butch queens do that than drag queens. Drag queens do not be trying to look for new recruits, honey.
Baby, I don't tell. When I see somebody missing and I see that and they cute missing, I'll be like, "Oh, you cute missing? You look like you would be cute in drag, missing." But I don't tell them to get in drag.
Everybody been asking me, "Do I do drag?" And I'm like, "Why do y'all keep saying that?"
Because you said you did.
Because you ain't got no facial hair.
And you got those high cross buns.
Why is he still here?
And your ass is just so big it looks like a femme queen ass, so.
That ain't got shit to do with what I'm talking about.
And you like wearing tight level pants.
Yeah, that is
in the summertime.
Mistake. I'm so mad, Mistake. I've never seen this picture. Y'all been talking about this since y'all came on the show as a cast, Mistake. I have never seen that picture of him in those leather pants. Somebody please send me that picture.
It's on his page.
See, hold on. I gotta go and look at this picture.
They need to find it from the damn ball clip. He wore that damn them leather pants at that damn ball. Wasn't it Trey Ball then too?
When
it was
he
the one with the lasso hanging up.
When he licked his teeth like he was sexy with that hat on, like he was about to go to a table.
J-Rock.
And he asked him, was it stale popcorn?
Shit. I took J-Rock. If you was to get in drag, J-Rock, you would look just like your mother, because you and your mother look just alike in this motherfucking picture. I'm looking at your pictures right now. You and your mother, you're a splitting image of your fucking mother.
That's how you know you do good drag.
Oh, shit.
I might get ready.
What the hell was that?
Oh, that was the red phone. That was the red phone ringing. They said y'all got rid of Marcus. Why y'all ain't get rid of Devin late ass?
Exactly.
They could have.
Jason, Tiffany, I take
Marcus over Dave any day.
Bitch. I think I'm going to have to hang up for that.
J-Rock look cute in these leather pants. Why y'all was trying it? Because it was summertime?
Wait a minute. Kelly, you can't just say why y'all was trying him because it was summertime. We're not talking about, like, a New York or regular summertime. We're talking about, like, a Texas 113-degree summertime, girl. Like,
And he had on high boots, too.
And he had on cowboy boots, leather pants, and a sweater. And that
was not cowboy boots.
He said he was trying to release some water weight.
Baby, you look cute. You look cute in this picture. You give me, you know, a slight piece of boy in this picture.
Now he probably smelled like Johnny's top.
Oh,
You better ask London. I could never smell like Johnny's Tuck. Y'all know.
Oh my God!
You look cute in uniform too. So Naima.
Mm-hmm.
So Naima, do you want to smash it in the leather pants or in the uniform?
It's y'all in the uniform. In the uniform with the boots on.
Oh.
Oh
no.
No, you want it with some butt chaps on.
I cannot picture, like, I
and
really
don't forget the Mexican
cowboy. And her feet just hanging over the bed longer than JY.
Baby, I can picture her, baby, honey, and it's a peanut butter sight. No, baby, Naima gonna pull your walls out.
Okay. Peanut butter.
That's peanut butter. That's the damn, like, that's like the Beetlejuice for Deb. That's something about sandwiches. That'll make him come back.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, peanut butter.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
You tried that, Tiffany. Bitch.
Oh, I just caught it.
That's his Beetlejuice, you know.
So now every time y'all put Deb on the phone, y'all gonna go peanut butter, and he gonna stop up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you call him, he will come.
For what is the bread?
Tiffany, there's a poster inside the official ballroom that someone tagged you in.
Oh, shit, let me go see. Hold on.
Let me go get a piece of this.
Oh, wait, hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all.
Naima could have tagged me.
I now give to you
the legendary icon, CEO and founder of the House of Couture. It's no other than Jasmine Couture.
Girl, I'm going to need an intro, honey. Y'all be playing. Devin
gone.
Hey. I'm gone now. Access, honey. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, Jasmine.
Listen, really quickly, I'm not feeling well. Thank you, Kelly, for doing the switchboard because I wasn't feeling well tonight. But I do want to make an announcement really quickly in reference to tomorrow's show and tomorrow throughout the day in the official ballroom as well and as well as the tea party room. We will be promoting American Idol for you people who are fans. Please stay tuned to American Idol tomorrow. If you're not a fan, if you don't see the show, American Idol, whatever, still support us as we support Candace on American Idol. So if you personally feel, oh, American Idol sucks, it's rigged, it's set up, put those feelings aside and support us as we support this young lady on American Idol. She is phenomenal. She has touched many of us in our own little way, in her own little way, and we want the best for her. So tomorrow we will be promoting her as well as on the show tomorrow night on the State of Emergency show. We are asking everyone, please, to vote for her after the show on American Idol tomorrow, to vote for her on Facebook. If you have fake profiles, which half of y'all all do on this phone, as well as the people listening, utilize those fake profiles. Kelly mentioned it earlier in the week that we will be going in there, and if we see you are a fake profile, we will ask that you show us that you voted. If you didn't, we're going to use this opportunity to start cleaning up that room. We're asking you to support. That's what's wrong with this community now. They don't like to support people. They're so hateful towards other people, but I'm not going to get into that because she asked me not to. But bottom line is we need to support. So please, I'm asking you, please,
put your personal feelings aside, put the laziness aside, and support this woman tomorrow on this show. If you love this show, Tenza Chop, if you love the cast members, the majority of us are very supportive of her. Please help us to support Candace on American Idol tomorrow. I'm just asking sincerely from my heart. That's what tomorrow's topic is going to be about on this state of emergency show. Now, it's going to be pretty much a free-for-all. We're going to have fun with it. It's towards the end of the summer. I'm sorry, it's towards the beginning of summer. We only have about 2 or 3 episodes left anyway. So, you know, before Memorial Day weekend. So it's time to just have a little bit of fun before we take our summer break. So, and that's for all the shows pretty much, except Monday night when Kelly said she'll be doing her recap only on specific ball dates and stuff. But right now it's all about fun, getting prepared for summer, and really supporting each other. So everybody, please, again, tune in to the official ballroom tomorrow as well as the tea party and support American Idol and Candace on that journey tomorrow. That's what we'll be talking about all day tomorrow and on the State of Emergency show. Any questions?
Got it. Good. Yeah.
Now, besides all that, how's everybody doing? J-Rock, happy birthday again.
Oh, Lord. Who's foul?
What happened? Just missing somebody just was so rude to say, oh, phone carrying.
J-Rock, how was your birthday?
I had a very... What the hell is that?
Somebody got background. They don't know how to mute their phone.
Oh, I had a very good time. I have to say, like really, this has been the best birthday weekend I have ever had, like ever. I was not expecting to have such a good weekend, like with people, like with, you know, just people doing stuff. I rarely get people to do anything for me. I don't ask anybody to do nothing for me. But a lot of people did a lot of stuff for me, and I guess I went on this weekend and let my pride down and just accept for people to, you know, do things for me. And it was really fun. It really was. It was really fun, and I really enjoyed it.
J-Rock, you do look like your mother, child. Y'all look like a stunning image, honey.
I've been told.
Honey, if they were to put a wig on you, y'all would look the same.
Well, I don't know.
We got to J-Rock right his rags, honey, and find out.
And Mark, ain't nothing wrong with catching the bus. Don't let these bitches fool you, honey. We all caught buses, especially living in the metropolitan
area. Oh, Jasmine, I think it's a Kiki. I wasn't really thinking about that. That shit don't bother me. Of course I catch the bus. How the hell am I going to get around?
It's no shade, Mark, bitch. If they had a good train line down there in Houston, I would never drive. I don't like driving if there's a good transportation system. I think it's shit.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'll be lit out of my mind half of the day when I'm not at work. You really think that I want to get behind the wheel of a car?
Another thing I want to bring up also is don't forget May 17th to tune into Jason, your web series that Jason is a part of. I've seen the promos on it and the trailers. It looks very deep, very, very intense. So make sure you guys support that as well and tune into that. I look forward to May 17th, like it's a movie premiere day. It looks like it's going to be very, very interesting. And again, I go with the whole logic, you know, the whole quote on, supporting. So don't forget that on May 17th. When is May 17th, Jason? Is that Friday?
It's actually Friday. The episode will probably air at midnight, but it'll be on YouTube. But if you have not, if you're in the tea party room, there's going to be there's going to be a G-rated version, and then there's a not so there's a R-rated version of some of the episodes that are they're actually semi-simulated sex scenes that you're only going to be able to see on the fan page because we don't want that that PG rating on YouTube. So there's going to be two versions. So to see the actual storyline with the R-rated version, you can tune in to join the fan page, and you'll be able to see everything.
All right. And another thing, Naima, are you still there? Naima, go on, Kelly.
Naima's there, but
wait a minute. Hello. I'm sorry. I had my phone muted. What y'all was saying?
Hey, Naima.
Hey, Jazzy.
Hey, Mark, Naima. That child tagged us in a video earlier today. Did y'all get a chance to see it? I seen the trailer on it, but I didn't see the whole 30-minute clip. Did y'all see the whole thing?
I haven't watched it yet because I knew that once I got off, I'd be right on the show. So I told him in the post that I'd watch it, you know, later on today because I am going
to
watch
it. Yeah, I want to see it, but based on the trailer, and I actually wanted to talk about it, Naima, tomorrow, Naima and Mark, but because it's not the first time that something like that came across my screen, but in the trailer itself, it kind of, you know, like reminded me of it, like this is something we should talk about. I don't know the details of the whole thing, but what I basically know is that, you know, a child, you know, I don't know how old he was. Bottom line is it's about, you know, sometimes as you're growing up, you know, gay individuals growing up, they have an attraction for their actual own, you know, family members. As mm-hmm. you know, in this one instance, the boy was masturbating as his father walked in and caught him masturbating to a picture. And in the trailer itself, the boy's masturbating to a picture. The father walks in really quickly and then closes the door and then walks back in. And, you know, the boy's a little embarrassed. And the father says, you know, I just want to explain something to you. And, you know, it's not a taboo. It's okay. We all have done it before. I don't want you to feel like you're wrong for getting caught doing it or feel it's wrong for doing it. You know, trying to explain to him as a father that, you know, it's okay to masturbate. You know, it's just it's natural within all humans, so forth and so on. That, you know, he tells him, I'm here for you if you have any questions. The father walks out. The boy lays back down in the bed and then looks at the picture, and the picture is actually of his own father. So, you know, it's something that I want to kind of bring that up a little bit. Maybe we can talk about that tomorrow night as well, about why, especially as teenagers, especially coming out, and not even really coming out, but sometimes people have an attraction or, you know, for their own, you know, for their own parents at times. And what do you guys think about that? And, then, you know, again, it's something that I've seen a lot. So I want to see if anybody has opinions on that as well. Naima, are you willing to talk about that?
Yeah, I'll definitely be on.
If you guys get a chance, watch that video. I know, I think it's in the tea party. Or no, it's in the official ballroom, I'm sorry. See if you guys can watch the video. I think it's something, I forget. I can't remember what it's called.
It's something about the Joneses. I've seen it before. It's called something about the Joneses.
Johnsons,
I think of them.
Yeah,
I know one thing, that video, at first I was like, what the fuck is this? But watching that whole, that was a twisted little mini movie.
Yeah, so I want to see if anybody wants to talk about this, but make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for that as well on the State of Emergency show. And there was something else I wanted to talk about. Let me think for a minute. I can't remember. It was something that happened this weekend.
That me and J-Rock took over the House of Bridge.
Oh, I heard about that. Where's London? Is London still on the phone?
No, she been left.
She came and said what she had to say and made it official that ain't no taking over no house, or she's going to bum us every time. She's going to send out a bomb threat every time we walk. All this kind of
She had to go back in for more questioning.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about her being locked up. What was up with some, who was Crazy 8 or Crazy K or some shit? Oh, my God.
I think he the one who called in and said, where's Mr. Snuffleupagus? Where's Snuffleupagus? Because that's who he sound like. I mean, but he was somebody playing, you know, with the voice or whatever. I don't think I definitely don't think he was a white person.
He kind of sounded like he was. Y'all be fooled. Y'all be surprised, the people that listen to this show. Kelly knows we'd be in the chat room. It'd be some fucking random strangers, because actually what happens is, you know, not only do we promote in our groups and everything like that, but Blog Talk on their website, they promote the show as well among all the other shows. So sometimes random people are actually listening to the show. We have a lot of supporters from other shows, and then we got to support them as well. They be talking about everything from electronics to voting process and politics, medical stuff. I mean, and they're actually avid listeners of our show. So, you know, it probably was just some random person.
Oh, well, he was a random person, but Kelly gave him the fucking business.
Yeah, I heard Kelly reading. Reading. Don't forget, Thursday is the season finale for Scandal. Oh, make sure y'all tune in for that shit as well.
Well, since y'all talking to Eddie, did y'all watch the Revenge?
No, I haven't watched
it. We won't ruin it for Mark.
But yeah, I have Revenge too. I got to catch up tomorrow. I haven't caught up at all.
Yeah, I just got a message from Vaughn, and she said she watched that video. The boy was raping his father. It was too much. Yeah, I need to watch that. I'm going to watch it.
Oh, I saw that video already. I saw that before.
You know what pissed me off the most is when the mother heard the father crying out for help.
Right, exactly. And the mother didn't do anything. And he confronted the mother. I saw that one. I saw that video before.
She did do something.
Excuse me.
She
came on.
Somebody,
you plan on
Tiffany.
Going over to the official ballroom, Tiffany? There's a picture waiting for you.
Yeah, I just got in the house and I'm ironing my baby uniform for school. You think I'm standing out with some late ass fucking no walls, echoing shitty bottom ass bitch got to say about me in the official ballroom?
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Dang. Dang.
Yeah.
Why are you calling
him? Mistake, and I'll gag at this picture, Mistake.
What's a picture, Kelly? Just tell me, honey. What is it?
It's a big, fat, motherfucking black. It looked like a penguin, Mistake.
Overfed crow.
Well, I'm just so excited to tell all you girls, honey, because I know a lot of people have been seeing it on my page, Mistake, you know. That I love going to Joe's Crab Shack thanks to my sister Jasmine. And, you know, a lot of people have been asking me to go to Joe's Crab Shack with me, but, you know, it's all the way in Jersey. And so, you know, everybody can't go. But Joe's Crab Shack is coming to New York City, Harlem, 125th Street, 126th Street, and 8th Avenue, July 1st. How you doing?
Oh. Girl, I know
that you are. Oof. Girl, Jasmine, you already know, bitch. I don't have to go with the girls, Mistake. I don't have to get a ride no more to go, bitch. I can get in a cab or get on the train and go to 125th Street and go to Joe. And, baby, if Joe's is anything like it is in Jersey, when you see all the Harlem trade from Jersey up in motherfucking Joe's, 125th Street this summer at Joe's Crab Shack is going to be the motherfucking tea. So all you girls that ain't real, Miss Thang girl, that got those 5 o'clock shadows, Miss Thang, those razor bumps, Miss Thang, those big ass motherfucking feet, Miss Thang, those broad ass shoulders, Miss Thang, girl, y'all better stay up out of here.
Well, how you just gonna tell Naima she can't go?
Oh shit.
Girl.
Not even, I don't care. You came for my sister, honey. You will not do it on her time, girl.
First of all, I didn't come for Alexa. All I said was, honey, that she could give it to her. She said she didn't know who she could give it to.
I don't even know Alexa. We just play like
It's no shade towards any, and don't take it personal when I say this. It is no shade. But I live for Tiffany because, baby, she is very protective of that name.
What made you say that, Jasmine? I be letting the folks carry on y'all. She's
protective
like,
of that name. She's protective of ham sandwiches. She's protective of pancakes. She's protective of eggs.
I'm not dead. I don't fucking go around eating sandwiches and I'm not protective of it. You understand what I'm saying? What I am protective of is, yes, I am very loyal to those that are supposed to be my friends and my family, honey. That is just a trait that I have. And I'm loyal to Matt. Anything else?
Y'all kiss my goddamn ass, honey. I know that's right, Tiffany. That's right, honey. But you know what? Let me tell you something. You know how you say you're a femme queen?
Mm-hmm. I don't say what I am. I know what I am. I am a
femme queen. That's not a femme queen trait because the average femme queen, they only care about themselves.
I don't think that's true. I think you care about other people. I think Kelly cares about other people.
I'm not a femme queen.
You're a woman, okay.
I don't give a fuck about nobody that don't give a fuck about me, Miss Thang. Okay? I can count on one motherfucking hand, bitch, about the motherfucking people I give a fuck about, Miss Thang. Everybody else, Miss Thang, bitch, they motherfucking associates, Miss Thang, is a high and by, Miss Thang. Bitch, I use you for what you got, you use me for what I got, bitch, and that's about it.
That's how the girls are.
And I've never been that type of person to ever be like that. But after a while of being in the scene and you see how the girls are, Miss Thang, bitch, you'll get it, Miss Thang. You know why? See, you know why you won't never get it, Tiffany? Because you're not the type of girl. You're not the type of girl that will go to prison. I don't think, Miss Thang. Okay, it's a difference when you and I always say this to everybody. When you in the girl's face, you're on their mind. When you're not in their face, you're not on their mind. So everything is good with you and all the girls, Miss Thang, when your magic is pumping and everybody's shopping and you're traveling from state to state and everything. But as soon as you go down, Miss Thang, bitch, the only person you can rely off, bitch, is the motherfucking people that gave birth to you.
But you know what, though, Kelly? Been there, done that, and I know exactly what you're saying, honey. That's what she come up with. You see, she been hanging around the kids so long, she wanted to try her hand in the magic and the, you know, and all of that foolishness, honey. And so she was cute going up in Neiman's and Saks and all them foolish stores, honey. And yes, mother went to jail now, honey. Now mother has did 2 years of prison, honey. So she knows all about that.
Yeah, and so, you know, and it's like, you know, and then, you know, after a while, you just get over it, bitch, please, honey. It is what it is, honey. How y'all doing?
Do you know how many of our sisters and brothers are sitting in jail right now? And when they hit the floor, when they was hitting runways, the audience stood up, went crazy for them. Their phones never stopped ringing. But now that they're sitting in a jail cell right now, don't nobody call. I mean, they don't accept their calls. Don't nobody write. Don't nobody add no money to their accounts or nothing. It's really sad. I listen to you, Tiffany, and I'm not trying to say this. I hope nobody's taking it shady. I'm being very serious and sincere when I say this. Tiffany, you're a really good friend, and whoever has you as a friend or whoever's under your belt, they need to value that. Just by me even hearing you say to Jay, you know, you was trying to make sure J-Rock got a gift and stuff. You're a good person. Keep
thank
those
you,
traits.
Jeff. I will. Thank you.
Well, I ain't got the gift yet.
Oh.
I'm putting in.
Yeah. Not my foot in your ass.
That's a whole lot of foot, Miss Thang.
Bitch, so what's your one name now?
I want her to get her foot out your ass.
Who got their foot in my ass?
Since Naima.
I have a question for you guys about American Idol tomorrow. One thing that I've been saying about Candace is that I've been looking for her, like a lot of people have been saying to me and people I've talked to about it, about her is, yeah, she's phenomenal as a singer and stuff, but that she just pretty much always looks the same. I've been really saying that I want her to actually be on that stage and give us such a dramatic look, you know, just give us something.
You, Jasmine, but you know what it is, Jasmine? They don't, those people that's over there, those stylists, they do not know how to style big girls. It was the same thing with Jennifer Hudson when she was on the show, Miss Day. Those girls, those big girls, and always in jeans and tights and blouses, not in the dresses like the other girls, Miss Day. Those girls, they make those big girls look so fucking old.
Yeah.
We're saying they need a big girl on there that know how to style those big girls the right way. Candy, the whole fucking season, Candace only been in one motherfucking dress the whole fucking season.
Yeah, because it's the stuff that
I'll tell
cool,
you something about X Factor, though. Whoever the stylists were on X Factor, they had the big girls, the small girls, and all of them looking lovely. I wish they would do that on American Idol because I know that they just need to give her one nasty, nasty look. I'm tired of the bone straight hair. I want to see her hair up. I want to see curls. I want to see not just a regular black dress. I just want to see stones.
I want to see
well, maybe,
her.
Well, maybe when she get off the show, she can get a little bit more creative when she wins.
No, I want to see her in a nasty motherfucking bustier motherfucking dress, Miss Thing, because those knockers are big, Miss Thing. Waist motherfucker, a waist cincher on, bitch. Long motherfucking, and the whole waist cincher is just motherfucking bedazzled, bitch. A long motherfucking nasty motherfucking dress. Some new motherfucking hair, because that was the hair she came from casting, Miss Thing, okay? Okay, but a nasty motherfucker, a nasty part on the side, Miss Thing, bitch, about 26 inches, Miss Thing, just cut in nasty deep layers, Miss Thing, with some motherfucking highlights up in there, Miss Thing, some 33, some 30, Miss Thing, and a little bit of motherfucking 4 up in there, Miss Thing, and they could throw a little platinum, a little 613 to lighten it up even more, Miss Thing. She would look so, bitch, with some nice big rhinestone bracelets and everything on, bitch, and just some nice earrings, Miss Thing. The hair just cut and layered and curled to the side, Miss Thing. She would eat it, Miss Thing, girl. They need to let me come style her, Miss Thing, bitch. Child, please.
You know what I want to do one day? Can we have, like, a game show on one Tuesday night so we could just sit it, like, somebody could literally guess and sit and count how many times Kelly says Miss Thing when she talks? Like, do you have a guess? She... Like, it never
Girl, I've been dealing with that. I've been dealing with her for that with years. I've been dealing with her. And
day.
That happened.
It's Miss Thang. It's Miss Thang. What is it, Jesse? It's Miss Thang. It's bitch.
Baby,
and it's another one.
Baby,
it's three words.
Baby, child.
Oh my God. I just did it again.
Yeah.
Well,
she tried to get that point across, honey. She repeats it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that I'm so happy that the show So You Think You Can Dance is back on.
And it's in New York City.
Wait, isn't that Dancing with the Stars on too?
Yeah, but it's about to have a finale next week.
Yeah, their finale next week. They're done.
Oh, good.
Everything is about to be done, honey.
Yeah,
it's time.
I understand how even the game having their season finales next week. I'm like, I don't remember that many episodes of the game.
They only had like 5.
Speaking of dancing, I got a chance to dance with my baby mama over the weekend. That was fun.
Which is who? Oh, and I don't think you're going to be able to get Jay Rice either because, girl, he was in the house. I was telling you how he was lusting over Exotic. He was just telling me how he was lusting for Exotic. None of them look like women. I'm trying to tell you, Naima, girl, he's pulling a fast one on you. Girl, you're in danger.
It was one person that, though, my baby mama. You got a chance to dance with me.
Who was your baby mama?
Who was in town, duh.
Who
Cleveland town. Exotic. That's who you kept talking about in that corner.
No,
he had you hypnotized when he was speaking to you. You couldn't even utter a word back. You were standing there like a cloud.
Yes,
because
he's
got
all his business.
Tiffany, now that's a lie. That is a lie.
You're now carrying a little.
But that was a lie. Now, if you would have said Sasha, it would have been believable.
No, now you're trying to act like you're going back to the girl from Naima, honey. The jig is up. Naima knows what time it is, with you. Naima, did you get that picture of Calvin yet?
No, I ain't getting nothing in my inbox.
The picture of who?
Of J-Rock's boyfriend.
Don't worry, I got his Facebook page, honey. I'm already over there.
So you're going to have the boyfriend, you're going to have the ex-boyfriend and J-Rock?
No.
Oh.
She said that real stern, like, nah. Like, girl, what? You're not using the ex-boyfriend, or you just not using the ex? Like, what's the deal?
J-Rock, are you coming up here next month?
Maybe if Uncle Sam say I can.
Oh.
Trust me, next year I will be on the East Coast, so I will. This is gonna be fun.
Well, I think I might have to come. I think I might be coming to Trey's Bowl.
I hope you do, Kelly.
Honey, you know, I have to get down
there
before Naima.
Excuse me, Kelly.
I said I got to get down there before you.
You just worry about Manida and the boys.
Oh, don't worry about the boys. The boys are secure. You just stay away from the boys.
I'm
okay.
Coming over there, honey.
Bigger and better in Texas, honey. Y'all better come and get your piece.
Hit refresh.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me go back up to the top of my screen, honey. Hold on. Baby, this internet is so fast, this thing.
Okay.
It should after you done kicked, took all them damn fake profiles off your page and then you kicked them out of the group.
Oh, Miss Day, y'all need to stop it, Miss Day. Y'all need to
stop. They still at me?
Yes, bitch. When I tell you, bitch, I'm so motherfucking tired, bitch. Okay? I'm going to sleep so down in a few minutes, okay? I'm going to lay out like a fat bitch.
How you going to sleep if you were just talking about you wanted to play Injustice?
Oh, no, baby. I'm going to play you, baby. Oh, trust me, honey. Oh, let me go turn my PlayStation on right now because I haven't turned her on in a couple of days, honey. I might need an update, honey. So let me go turn her on right now. So she can
use that cat whip.
Mind your motherfucking business. You just mad because I whooped your fucking ass.
Damn.
Don't get mad because I bust your fucking ass.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Not too much to J-Rock about beating him, because when I came to your house, Miss Kelly.
Naima, shut up, Naima. Ain't nobody talking to you. Okay? You're saying, girl, Naima, because if you want to get online, bitch, okay, I can give you a piece of this.
Down. You always talk about get online, but when I was there in person, honey, yeah.
Yeah, I don't play good in person.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I still have to be, you know, real reserved and cunt, you know, when you hit in person. I can't play like I want to play. Okay? I like to, I like to let loose, honey, and let my other Gemini come out when I play.
Oh, you talk about your roommate?
Yes, I like to let my roommate out, honey. And I can't let my roommate out, honey. You know when people is over here. Okay.
Child.
You said what?
Play too much. I'm doing this Popeye's chicken.
What Popeye's chicken? Who got Popeye's?
Me. Two-piece
Tuesday. Oh, you got a two-piece?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your biscuits?
Yeah. You want to glaze his biscuits?
Yeah, put the honey on the biscuits.
Baby, ain't nobody said nothing about that.
She want to put the lotion on to get the hose again.
she's going to get the hose.
Yes, that's what she want to do. She want to put the lotion on your skin, J-Ra.
She's
going to
get the hose. I'll take the hose.
Oops. You say he'll take the hose.
Yeah, he
wait a minute,
he's gonna...
I take that back. I don't know.
Okay, yes, honey. The new network is set up, honey.
Let me, Kelly, did Dolph get his phone?
You know he got his phone, bitch. You see it on Facebook, bitch. I act like you don't know. Hey, bitch, stop playing with me, okay?
I'm a third bitch.
Let me inbox Dolph, get my number.
Baby, for what? Don't inbox nobody your number. Okay, Naima, stop. Miss Tang, why my thing is going so fast? Miss Tang, did somebody drop something on my joystick?
Oh, shit.
Because every time my ex is getting stuck.
Because it's sticky.
Okay. Don't do me, okay, boo? I'm putting my password in right now, honey.
Let me go ask Dolphin, honey, the number.
Baby, Naima. Naima, you don't want to play with me, okay? Baby, I get highly upset. It comes to my boys.
Now, Joe, I just seen something and I wanted to ask about this. What is wrong with using a restroom at the club?
Ain't nothing wrong with using the restroom at the club.
Maybe because Caesar was not using at all.
No, Caesar wasn't using. I don't have a problem with it. Because, bitch, if I got to go, bitch, I got to go.
He said it's disgusting. It's a snow white. Baby, y'all can hold it if you want. That's what it's for.
See, fuck your insides up. And the girls wonder why they be
them
giving
girls,
out.
Let me tell you something. When it was the clubhouse on 123rd and 3rd Avenue, them girls would be back there bumping back there, honey. And they would go around that corner, go use that bathroom and wait out, honey. Especially the ones who like to put that bump inside the cigarette and smoke it. That would be instant laxatives for them.
I would never use the bathroom in buns. Never.
Okay. I just ain't using no bathroom.
Y'all don't use the bathroom? So, okay, Jason, would you use the bathroom at the club?
No, I mean, if I got to pee, but,
yeah.
And if it don't, only if it's got a stall. But I don't use the bathroom at the club because, baby, you go in the bathroom at the club nowadays, you liable to see somebody with something in their mouth or in their ass.
Okay.
But if they move out the way,
that, bitch, I ain't using no damn bathroom and no damn club. No, I'm not doing it.
Tiffany, would you use the bathroom at the club? Tiffany?
Tiffany gonna use the bathroom wherever she needs to use the bathroom.
Okay.
I'm like Pop from Friday.
She gonna unsnap that body magic and let that kangaroo out in the front.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm
oh, no. You.
Baby, I'm just like Pops from Friday. When I gotta go, I got to fucking go.
Exactly, J Rock. That's how I motherfuckers feel, bitch. If I gotta go, I gotta go, bitch.
Stomach,
baby,
my
honey.
Stomach does not play no games.
Yes.
J-Rock,
you want to talk about?
Like,
oh no,
like
you can't use the bathroom in the club and all. Bitch, why not?
J Rock, damn, like he keep a cup in the car. You probably keep a cup in the car, don't you?
No, baby, I pull over. I pull over to the side. Let me tell you something. I will pull over to the side, and I will duck off, and I do keep tissue and wet wipes, and I thank you. Because if I got to go, I got to go. And if I'm in a stranded area and it ain't nothing around, I'm not just a shit in my car.
Okay. Exactly, honey. I am online, honey, and nobody is online, honey. I don't have no updates. I am ready, honey. Let me see. Make sure my game is in here.
I'm about to get Kelly upset, honey. Kelly, you know that they're releasing new characters. You don't have the season pass, so you got to get the season pass.
Oh, babe, Jasmine, I already spent my $14.95 and got my new characters. Don't send for me.
Oh, work. You
said. Oh, don't send for me, Sid. Okay, baby. I wasn't online playing with the girls, honey, because my internet service was slow, honey. But I got my new characters and my new outfits and things. Oh, yes. You know, baby, honey. I turned you on the other day. She came up, honey. I got she.
Yes,
honey. Baby, what is this, Mister? Somebody dropped something on my joystick, man.
So wait a minute. So they didn't release all of them. Was just Lobo.
I don't know what
so far they released Lobo. The Batgirl and all them is still coming.
I seen it come up on my thing, baby, honey, and I said, ooh, Miss Thing, honey. And I had me a little woo-wop, woo-wop, woo-wop. So I just was like, oh, let me get she. Bitch, okay, I need to get out of this store.
Why?
I don't
want to
be in this store.
Reason.
Do you want to exit the store? Yes. Yes.
I hate when that happens. I turned my PlayStation on the other day, and it froze, and it tried to say it was corrupted. I almost bust through that TV. I had to reset. I lost everything. I had to reset my system.
Okay.
Oh, no. I don't have to reset nothing.
This thing, baby, that's
free.
Why, baby, let me tell you something. When it comes to doing an update or anything, bitch, or in this house, bitch, when it's time to update, Miss Thing Girl, I don't even want nobody walking next to the PlayStation. I don't want nobody walking next to the computer, bitch. Because the last time, bitch, it was an update on the computer. I updated, bitch. The plug came out, bitch. I lost everything, bitch. Don't touch nothing. Bitch, I don't even move. Don't move next to it, bitch. Honey, okay? Bitch, they'll be playing, honey. And I ain't got no Apple Care no more, Eva. Bitch, they charge an arm and a leg. Okay. Where the fuck is my remote control that goes in this fucking bedroom? Like, how the fuck my remote control is just gone? I just don't understand that.
Kelly,
what did you feel about the season finale for Revenge? Were you happy that? For those of you who haven't saw it yet, oh, well, pay it. Y'all should have saw it by now. Kelly, what do you feel about Emily telling Jack that she's really Emily?
I'm glad she told him, because now he can trust her. Now he can trust her more to help him, you know, get revenge, bitch. They don't kill the baby mama, bitch, and his brother, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Baby, and this gonna draw them closer together this day, and bitch, and by
herself. I think he's gonna be mad for a minute, but I think that he eventually, you know, he probably will draw them closer. Jason didn't like it. He didn't agree with it at first.
And by him telling her, Miss Thing, I think that's why they That's why they killed what's his name off. But I don't think that he's dead. Did I tell you that the other day when we spoke?
What?
That I don't think Aiden is dead.
Yeah, I don't think he's dead either.
Because, you know, I don't see Miss Bitch, what's the son name?
What are you talking about?
Victoria's son.
Patrick.
Patrick.
Aiden killed Patrick. Patrick is the oldest son. The son that's not Carmine's son or whatever the hell his name is. What the hell is his dad's name?
That son right there, that son, whatever his name is, I don't remember his name. But I don't see how, bitch, in the same episode, right, they let Aiden kill the sensei, bitch, but then come back and let the son kill Aiden. Bitch, the son, Aiden, the sensei is more stronger than, was more powerful than the fucking son. I just don't see that happening. So I don't think Aiden is dead.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that part. Yeah, you're right. No, I don't think Aiden's dead. No. I don't think Aiden's dead.
Yeah, I don't think he's dead, Miss Thing. And that's why a lot of people that I was talking was like, oh, my God, he killed him. No, they had a struggle or something, bitch, and he got away, bitch, and he was just bleeding. That's where the blood came from. But I don't think they're going to let him kill him, bitch. For all of that, bitch, the first hour, bitch, they could have let the sensei kill him.
Yeah, no, Daniel, they They need to do something with Daniel. I'm tired of looking at his face.
Honey, please. Okay. Bitch, I don't understand. Where the fuck this remote control is at? How does remote control just disappear out of this room just like that? Okay.
How many people
do you have? Huh? Bitch. Yes.
You know people still, they still remote controls and everything when they on credit.
Well, I have DirecTV, Miss Thing. Everybody else have cable. So why would somebody steal a DirecTV remote control and they get cable?
Who y'all think
that
is?
You said what, Mark?
I said, who do y'all think the mole is?
The mole is that, the mole is the, you ain't saying the mole is the guy with the glasses.
I mean, it's somebody else, too.
Honey.
They showed who the mole was, Mark.
The one with the glasses, the attorney.
It's another twist to it, though. Y'all haven't read Sean DeGrom's update on it? It's another twist to it.
What's the twist?
I don't know. It's a second part of like a, it's more like another part of the mole.
But that's what, are you talking about what she said previous to last week's episode? Or she said something after last week's episode?
I think she said previous to last week's episode, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I think the twist was that it was Billy and, what's his face?
David.
The mole is Billy. What's his name, Jason? Billy Chambers. What's his name?
Oh, Billy Chambers.
Billy Chambers.
Yeah, he's the mole, but the twist was I can't even remember. What's his name? David.
Rosen. David Rosen.
That was the twist, that David was working with Billy.
But I don't think David knew about the mole situation. I think he's just trying to
get Olivia back for taking his life away, but I think it's another twist to the person with being the mole along with Billy Chambers. I think Billy Chambers has an upper, you know, there's somebody above him. You know what I mean?
I think he just kind of coaxed
David into getting information because David was a good target to get to because he knew what Olivia did to him. So he's using David. But I think there's somebody actually running what Billy Chambers is doing.
Mark, I got it. I'm telling y'all. Y'all got to listen.
I personally think that this is Billy's vendetta against everything because of what happened to him. I don't think I don't think there's anybody left. And if there's somebody
Where did Hollis go?
He's still trying to deal with his daughter.
Yeah.
Remember, the goal was, you know, the whole goal was all about defiance to bring down the president and say that he, you know, that the votes was rigged for him. You can't look at the people that was a part of creating defiance. So you can't
But
look
you guys
at
remember Hollis. They kind of turned on Hollis, though.
But you got to understand, y'all. Billy is just wearing the. I mean, not Billy. David is just wearing the white hat. His goal is to prove that something was done wrong, clear his name, and make everything right. Billy has his own. Billy has his own vendetta. He's mad because wasn't he working for the vice president? Isn't that his girl? Isn't the vice president like his girl?
He was the Cyrus.
I'm telling you, I think Millie's the mole, and I think Billy Chambers is the father of that baby. I'm telling you.
It's not because in the interviews, they have already announced that Billy was the mole, that he's the official mole, that he's part of, that he is the one, he is the main mole. It was Billy and Dave.
He's the Cyrus. He's the Cyrus of the vice president. If he can take down the president, his girl can be in office, just like Cyrus wants his boy in office.
But it's not that he's trying. He's not even a part of Sally. Sally gave him his welcome papers back then. It's about his revenge now for what happened to him. That's what I think. I mean, we'll see how Thursday. But it's all about he just has that vendetta. They tried to kill him. They got him out and all the rest of that stuff. Now he just wants to, you know, take everybody back.
But you never know what kind of twist it's going to be. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just thinking that Millie just, I'm telling you, I just feel it in my bones that Millie got something more to do with this. Because, I mean, like, it's like she come from money already, so she's already, like, a powerful force before she even got with it. She's not, you know.
Millie wants to be the president.
Right, and who better to help him become president than to take down the president than the wife?
I just wanted to say, Jason, I'm on my way home, but if I want to tire after having this itis getting sent into me, honey, on this drive going to my house, I will come down there and beat you in that game.
Well, I can't even play my game because my fucking thing talking about something might be corrupted and it's going to take 2 fucking hours.
Oh!
I told you. This been going on for the PlayStation Network. If y'all look on YouTube, ever since they made this last update, everybody's PlayStation been getting corrupted. I know what the gag is. PS4 is about to come out, so they're trying to make everybody just say, well, fuck it. I'm going to get the PS4. Ain't nothing wrong with my game. Ain't no kids over here. Ain't nothing happened to this game. Now all of a sudden they want to say corrupted. I don't even have nothing on my PlayStation. I only have 3 games.
I feel sorry for y'all girls.
Don't y'all just love how Kelly just be talking mad shit and all sort of shit she talk, and then she did it with Silence of the Lambs when I came over her house.
Okay. I feel so bad for you girls, honey, that y'all can't play, honey, because baby, I'm playing right now, honey.
Jason, what you gotta do is you gotta turn it completely off. And when you turn it back on, you gotta hold that button down and hold it down till you hear a double beep. When you hear the double beep, it's gonna take you back to the settings, and you gotta either restart, reboot. You gotta pick one of them.
So I'm gonna put all my games back on here.
Mistake, my button is stuck.
Don't you got more than one joystick?
No, bitch.
Then how you play people?
I'm playing by myself, bitch. If you come over here and you want to play with me, bitch, you got a PlayStation, bitch, you bring a joystick.
Oh, Lord.
The fuck?
Girl.
Let me tell y'all something, bitch, okay? Let me tell y'all something, bitch. I got a fucking Wii. I got a motherfucking Xbox, bitch. I got an Atari, bitch. I got joysticks for all of that shit, bitch. I got so many motherfucking games, bitch, okay? Bitch, I got games for the fucking Wii that ain't even fucking open yet, bitch, that I have for about 3 or 4 years, bitch, okay? Bitch, I don't play games, mistake. I like this game because this is like Mortal Kombat. I don't play games. The games is so when you sitting and you talking to the trade and you read their profile and they say they like video games, you and they ask you what you doing, ma, you be like, oh, I'm over here playing NBA 2K13.
Let me tell you something. I know you're not talking about no Mortal Kombat, because, bitch, you didn't even lick me on Mortal Kombat when I brought it over there.
Naima, my butt is just stuck right now, Miss Thang. I'm gagged, Miss Thang. Okay, I'm not even talking to Naima, Miss Thang. I don't know why my motherfucking joystick button is motherfucking stuck, Miss Thang, baby.
Tell Dawson, I say, hey.
Dawson is not here.
Don't worry, I'll hit him up then.
Naima, I'll make sure Naima that the next time when he gets back here, Naima, I'll make sure that you're blocked. Okay, because he always leaves his phone around. I'll just make sure that you're blocked.
Now, let me go make a phone call to the Midwest.
Okay, baby, you go make a phone call to the Midwest, baby. What you gonna do? For what's that gonna do?
Yeah. Okay.
Tell baby, please. Baby, the Midwest, I'm not using the Midwest right now.
Why you not using the Midwest?
You know, we have personal reasons, baby.
He fell through the stage. It was a setup.
Tiffany fell through the stage.
Well, we only got 5 minutes into the show, so...
again, really quickly, don't forget to tune into American Idol tomorrow, and I will see you guys tomorrow night. I'm saying good night.
Night, Jazzy.
Good night.
Yes, honey. The children are out, honey.
Oh, wait, so, women, do I need to go call me a Weston?
Baby, get your life, Miss A.
No, I'm just saying, because you said you're not using me. Well, I need to find out the thing.
Baby, get your life, honey. Baby, maybe you'll pick up, buddy.
Child.
He on the line, Miss A. He listening.
Oh, he is?
He's always on the phone lines.
Tell him to press 1.
I don't need to tell him to press 1. I'm not by the computer right now. Anyway, I'm in my bed. The switchboard is down, honey. We waited for the white man to cut us off.
Oh, shit.
We waited for the white man to come and lynch us, okay?
Oh, dumb.
Baby, yet. Please.
J-Rock, I just did what you told me to do, and it's doing the same damn thing it did before.
Well, you know what? I'll come down there tomorrow, Jason, and I'll fix your PlayStation for you, Putin, okay?
Child, that's
you
all you want to fix?
You ain't coming over my house to play maintenance woman. Hell no.
Honey, she coming over there to clog your pipes. Honey, you know,
now,
she's
honey.
A freak. She's a freaky little set.
It's to rearrange the pipe work. Oh, no. But I'll come in here and support you.
Oh, you said you're going to rearrange his pipe work?
No, I'm just playing with him.
Okay. Let me find out you're trying to rearrange pipes.
Somebody had a post on a social ballroom that said if you can name your ass or your whatever, you know, candy or chocolate or whatever like that, what would you call it? And the girls were saying different names, honey. You know, they went off when I got very Mr. Goodball.
Girl, you just a mess, Miss Thing.
What would you call yours, Kelly?
Kelly,
what would you call yours?
I will call it what I've been calling it.
Hey, what's that?
My Lily.
Somebody ain't using.
Oh my God, why is it on the screen and it's just frozen?
I told you have to go through each one of them. You try to keep doing it until one of them works.
I told you I would come over there and fix it.
I want to play my game.
She want to play your game too.
She better stick to playing J-Rock game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sorry, no, you can always call Enrique 007 to fix it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on. Well, anyway, I want to say my goodbye for the night. I enjoy keeping with y'all. I will be on the show tomorrow with Jasmine. And I